spontaneous edition of Untitled as our good friend James from Huntsville, Alabama, decided he'd rather pay to do an Untitled than watch the ESPN Plus fight, man. What's up, Enrique Church?
Yo, what up? That's the Gibbs. First off, does my mic sound right? I'm on the road. I've been out since this morning. I'm headed home now.
Sounds all right. Busy day?
Yo, I'm crossing this bridge, and on my left, I don't know if you see those two beams. That's the Twin Towers 9/11 beam of light headed to heaven.
And that's right just there. Tomorrow's the tribute for 9/11, the anniversary.
Do you see it? Do you see it?
Yeah. But
oh, that's crazy. I'm really giving y'all an extra Untitled.
Yeah.
I'm just coming off the barbershop seat and into the Range Rover seat headed home from Brooklyn to Harrison, New Jersey. And, yo, what y'all bought me, like a beer?
Yeah, man. Somebody said they was going to get
one beer. Did they send the bread, though? We just started,
so I don't know.
Yeah, nah, it's all good, man.
They promised to send it, though. They did promise to send it.
I am on Untitled, and I will give this my whole Untitled, focus as I drive. What up, though? Like, we hear people not watching the fight. Like, you want to put a poll out?
A poll? What kind of poll?
Like, yo, who watching the Valdez fight? Yes or no, you know?
Okay.
That's entertaining.
Okay. So, while I make that poll, I'm going to
go ahead
and screen share this post, which is the title for our show. This post is by trainer Steven Edwards, the bread man, and it's an emoji of him reacting to a message. The reaction he's given his cell phone is like, whoa, like what? And the message is, pay for her and her friend's drinks, champ. It's no biggie.
Oh, I've done that.
It's no biggie. You trying to hook up with her, right? So again, he's saying pay for the drinks for her, the girl you like, plus the friend she's with. That's nothing to a giant. You trying to get laid, you might as well pay for them drinks.
Well, that's not, everybody's not a giant. I've done that in the past. I went to this spot called the Boom Boom Room. And
that sound like
a
you
drink.
About to pay for some from Punani, a Boom Boom Room.
Nah, it's called the Boom Boom Room. It's on top of the Standard, though, right on the Meatpacking District. And each drink, regardless, you get a beer. I don't give a fuck. It's called Light. You're paying $25. So I didn't know this. So both girls wanted these cocktails, whatever it was at the time. Got them. I got my drink. And, you know, it's three drinks. I'm not thinking about price. But turn around, the bartender was like $75. I was like, what? $75 fucking? So, yeah, I've done it. And, you know,
but $75 for what? For how many drinks?
Three drinks.
$25 a drink? Or that's the tip, too?
No, that wasn't no tip.
I'm looking at like $18 each, which is very expensive. You know?
Yeah. Drinks average in, like, nightclubs, 13, 15.
Yeah, 13 or 14. You know, I could see 15. Depending where you at, but 18 is on a high level.
18 and 25 is OD high.
That's OD
high. Know?
That's like, yo.
Yeah, so
J-Lo
I've
in
done
the
it.
Club.
I've done it. You know what I'm saying?
But,
$25
you've done it. You've done it, but that was like not really doing it. That's like three drinks. That ain't nothing. Or you saying it? All it took was three drinks, and then it was like, yo, we out of here.
No, I'm saying it was the whole night of $25 drinks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you say you bought three drinks.
Yeah, you know, we show up. Yo, let's get some drinks. I'm a good drink. What you want? All right, I'm going to go to the bar. Remember how the bar used to be crazy?
Yeah.
Right? This is me not getting a table, none of that shit.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is me
yeah.
walking to the bar. It's crazy. Yo, let me get a three and a through.
Yeah.
And here it go. Boom, boom. My man shakes it all up. hands it to me, 75. Like, what? 75. Like, God damn. I know I'm going to get some pussy tonight. My bad. Pay you 75.
Really? 75, that's crazy. So you got three drinks. You one for you, two one for the girl, one for
and
the
one
other
for
girl.
The friend.
And then
yeah,
what?
But see, that was first round. Then,
exactly.
You know,
that's what I'm
it
saying.
Was all
then
night
what?
Thing.
Then
it was
what?
The all night thing. The all night thing. I don't remember
how many
rounds I bought, I remember waking up the next day like. And her friend was named Mandy. I remember. I was like, damn, I bought Mandy drinks and I ain't hit Mandy too. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you wilding right now. No, that ain't even the title. That ain't even the title. Like, yo, buy drinks for her and her friend. You trying to hit both, chat. Like, that ain't the title. But
I'm just saying, though, that's my thought process. I'm sure somebody else thought it up too.
No,
like,
I mean, I get your thought process, but that, I mean, I think at this point you're being greedy because last night, right, when you was paying for them drinks, you wasn't thinking about Mandy. You was only paying for them drinks, thinking about Shorty that, you know.
Yeah, Natasha.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, nah, but, you know, it's done, and I think people.
But at the end of the day,
like
it worked out
do.
Well for you.
What?
I'm saying at the end of the day, it worked out well for you.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I was a sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? A friend liked me and. Like me, I was like, oh, he cool.
But
he
you woke
me.
Up with Natasha, you said.
Yeah, I've been broke up.
No. You woke up the next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it worked out for you. You know what I'm saying? It's all about putting the price on it, basically. And really, there is no price, you know?
Yeah, it's like, all right. So, like, I don't mind buying rounds, you know what I'm saying, if I'm with two girls.
Yeah.
Right? But if I go out. To like dinner with a girl, and this has happened to me too. And her friend wants to come, you know, bring Mandy. She ain't got nothing to do. I told her I'm going out. I was supposed to go out with her, but I told her I'm going out with you. I'm gonna bring her. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Bring her. Boom, long shame.
Mandy better have her own money though. Like, why
exactly.
You gonna bring Mandy and I gotta treat Mandy and shit?
Right. So we at the restaurant and. We order at Tiles. We all, you know, we getting the ramen and all that shit. And Mandy don't have her wallet. I'm like, yo,
what?
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. I'm like,
she
I
did
don't
that
know
on
tell
purpose. You.
You
ain't got no wallet.
Yeah.
How you even get in the club? You ain't got no ID.
And how you done bring your wallet? Who fucking leaves their wallet? You know what I'm saying? At home. Nah, it was my other purse. I changed purses. All right, so I don't know what to tell you. And, you know, her friend had to wind up paying for her. And then, you know, the little girl T comes out like, I don't like going out with her. She always want to add the bill up. So that whole paying for drinks is cool to an extent. You know, you got to know the difference between, yo, you being a nice person and they just, you know, honored to receive it or they taking advantage of you. So, you know, it's how you feel, how it makes you feel. That makes you do it. Some people are just cheap. Some people do it. And then, you know, the second time around, round two, oh, nah, I ain't being nice no more.
For real.
Yeah, I had a girl. I went out with her and her friend. And my girl didn't want nobody to pay, but everybody to pay for their own bill. Like, me pay for hers and her friend pay for home bill. She was like, grab a receipt and straight up be like, well, the total is $197.
I like that kind of girl.
And you owe us $45.
I like that kind of girl, for real.
And I was like, damn, I thought I had to pay based off my Mandy experience. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, she looked out. She looked out.
Yeah, because she know girls game, you know? So it's a game. It's cool that you pay once. What about the girl that's like, yo, I got it, man. Let me buy your drink, which recently happened to me this summer.
Yeah.
I went to a bar.
But that happens every once in a blue moon, man. Like, and when it happens, you like waiting for the girl to turn into a werewolf or some shit. Like, you ain't used to that.
Yeah. So right? The werewolf part. I went out. It was a lunch break I was on a shoot, and we were in Jersey City. And everybody's talking, like, looking at that, this one girl, she dick, you know. I go, I think I'm sneaking to this, like, little trendy bar in Jersey City for lunch break, which is really, like, 10 p.m. on a Friday. And half the crew is in there drinking. So I'm like, yeah. So I go, I'm like, yo, I'm going to order my drink. Then this girl, the girl that everybody's talking to, I don't even remember her name, man. I met her just that one day, and it was sweet, and I wish I met her again. And I'm like, yo, what you going to drink? What you want? I got you. She's like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. So I'm thinking, you know, she's shutting me down, blah, blah, blah. But she's sitting next to me. We talk. I'm like, yo, you want a seltzer water? Like, what you want? She's like, I'm thinking about getting a Malibu. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, I'm getting a Malibu. I'm like, word, boom. She get a Malibu. I ain't thinking about paying nothing. I'm like, yo, I'm going to do a Malibu too with you, right? Mm-hmm. I get the Malibu. The guy comes with the bill, right? And she's like, I got him. Mm. Not knowing I had two drinks before that Malibu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said, yo, you got everything? She's like, yeah, everything. And I was like, damn, I love you.
I love you.
Damn.
Yo, so she paid your two drinks plus your new drink plus her new drink.
She paid two drinks plus a new drink and her drink.
So total four drinks.
Four drinks, which were probably like $10 drinks at least.
At least. And she was at like, let me pay 40 for the cash Weezy.
Yo, let me pay 40 for Enrique Church. You know, he tried to play me, offering me water. Celsius water. You know.
Let me get to one of these questions. Is more?
Nah, I was going to just say, like, you know, back to that whole, you know, giant, small thing to a giant.
It is a small thing. I think, like,
it's
listen,
small.
If you out there, you already know it's an expensive game you playing. So, like, you can't be out there not expecting to do those type of things, because girls travel in packs. So what you just going to be like, oh, let me buy you a drink. And you know, you just going to ignore her friends. That ain't going to help your case any better, because then her girl's going to be all in her ear like, man, he cheap as hell.
Yeah, he cheap. He ain't want to buy me a little $5
like,
drink.
How you come over here and, you know, because it's I know someone is listening to this and they're like, but how she calling him cheap expecting a drink? I get all that, but the thing is, you coming to a group of people, you want that female's attention. You're breaking up their meeting. So the kind thing to do, the gentleman thing to do, is because you're trying to steal her attention away from her friends who she's out with, is offer her friends a drink. You understand? Because you
see, I was more like, I wasn't thinking like the dude interrupting the meeting at the nightclub or the event. I was thinking more like I took my girl out and her friends coming along, or a new girl that I met is like, yo, meet me here. I'm gonna be with my friend, you know, and not buying the drinks. Like, those are situations I'm talking about.
See, for me,
even
in that situation, all right, so let's say Mandy hit me. I'm like, yo, Ness, meet me over here. And when I get there, Natasha did. And it's like, I already know what it is. First of all, Mandy ain't trying to go out alone. And it's up to you to make Natasha feel good enough so they could go have that conversation in the bathroom where it's like, yo, I'm good. You could catch an Uber. You could do you. You know, because I ain't know him. He could have been a creep, but nah, he's actually nice. And how you get her to say he's nice? But make sure you offer her a fucking drink, you bozo.
Now, what if Natasha go to extent and be like, you think he'll drop me home when y'all leave?
I mean, listen, if Mandy tells me, can you drop off Natasha? I'm celebrating. I already know what that means. That means she's staying in my car. We dropping off her friend is back to my place. Hell yeah, I could drop Natasha off. You want another drink? Shot. That's it. Out of it. Everybody. Real quick.
Yo, that's a true story
For real, man.
But see, I go far as being like, now, I ain't dropping her off. I'm going to put her in the Uber. What's her address? Nah, drop
See,
off.
See, I'm always thinking because what if that's the test? See, but I'm a Gemini. I'm always in my head. So
that's
to me,
true. What if that's the test?
Exactly. So what if that's the test? Now, Mandy, like, yo, can you drop Natasha off? And you like, nah, I'm going to just put her in the Uber. Now they go back to talking about her like, nah, girl, this nigga want to put you in the Uber. He just want to fuck. You know what I'm saying?
In the Uber. Yeah, right. In the Uber, that shit ain't safe.
Nah.
That shit is not safe.
Nah, it ain't even about the safe. Believe me, it's more about you not having the decency or the time to take her friend home because you're such in a rush.
Yeah.
You trying to get in her panties. That's how she going to interpret it. That's
how
she going to interpret it, man.
Rushing.
Listen, bro.
And that's why I put these girls in the Uber. I would just be rushing.
Yeah.
So, that's funny. All right, well, that's good. We sold that one off. Now, y'all guys, don't put her in the Uber. Pay for the drink. And take her friend home.
Take the friend. If she tell you, if she asks you to take the friend home, you know you winning. It's over.
Yo,
come on.
But what about you bought all the shots,
right?
Now Mandy all fucked up.
Yeah.
And Natasha, she more level-headed. And she like, nah, girl, you need to come home with me.
No, that happens.
Yeah, what about
that? Happens,
about
but...
That?
But you feel me? Like, again, small thing to a giant. A giant, he got more than one avenue. So now Natasha want to be the big sister. You can't smash Mandy no more because now you looking like, oh, you just trying to fuck this belligerent girl. Let her get right. Cool. Go sober up. Y'all need a ride. Take them.
Right.
As soon as you drop them off, you back at the club or back with doing something else. Like, but you look good to her tomorrow. She get that, good morning, babe, how you feeling? You feeling better text? And it's like, does he really care? All of a sudden, come on over.
Yeah.
Nightcap.
That's some good advice if you're trying to wife her up or try to make her your G.
Nah, you ain't trying to wife
G-unit.
You ain't trying to wife her. It's just sometimes you need it's a two-day deal. You know what I mean? It's not a one-day deal. Sometimes it's a two-day deal.
Yeah, sometimes it's spill it to 3 and 4.
Yeah, even a week.
Weeks. I'm talking about 3 or 4 dates. Like, come see me on Wednesday. Come see me on Friday. Yo, Sunday brunch.
Exactly.
And then, she like, I'm busy all week. Let's see each other Friday. And then, Friday be the, that day, that doomsday. But that makes perfect sense. So, I always pay for drinks. I do fuck up by not. Find not taking them to the, dropping her friend off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quick. I'm like, yo, I'm going to put you in the Uber. You know what I'm saying? That's me. And from now on, I'm going to consider, like, yeah, she need a ride. Okay, where's she going? Jamaica, Queens? Oh, that's the opposite direction. I want you to remember this. You know what I'm saying?
That hair better be good tonight. You put me in this traffic, man.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm watching this ESPN, and they got Bradley on the telecast. Obviously, I don't know what he's saying because I got it muted, but, like, he looked real angry up there. Is it me or he looked real angry on – I know you can't see it, but I'm talking to the chat.
I can't wait. I can't wait to go home and watch it.
He looking angry.
No.
And they got them all wearing ESPN shirts. Okay, that's new. Everybody got to wear the ESPN golf polo.
Oh, that shit terrible.
They outdoors, though. They probably was like, yo, man, wear this so you cool. Bradley got a fan.
Nah.
Bradley got a fan under his desk.
Wait, what you mean? He at home or he at the arena?
Nah, man, he in the arena. But you can see the shirt blowing like a motherfucker and that shit.
You said a fan under his desk, like a boxing fan or
what the fuck?
Fan blowing
air. Damn, he's still on date night. He think a fan under there blowing Bradley. Nah, man, I'm talking about a fan literally blowing Bradley, like a box fan that circulates with air.
That's crazy. It's blowing Andy. Bradley.
Yo, he had two. Yo, that barbershop was serving drinks. Let me find out.
Yeah, they were. We were serving. My barber is fucking dope as shit, man. Like, made time for me and everything. I didn't even have a schedule. I was like, yo, I got to get a cut, man. You know, shout out to my barber. Who cut Peter Quill in hair?
Hey, yo, listen to heavy-handed Jay. He said, chick surprised me and paid for a really nice room. I had smashed another chick twice earlier that day. I couldn't even get right.
That's crazy.
That's that over 40 shit.
He couldn't get right. He got to get that pill, that blue joint.
He already put in work earlier that day. He only punching one clock. You punching one clock.
Yo, whoever said they buy my brew, I'm going to the brew store right now.
Oh, he got it. It was Jaime Hernandez said his for the IPA.
Oh, I'm buying the IPA.
He
right
said,
now.
Cash Weezy, here's your IPA, my man.
My man, thank you very much. You the man.
You the man.
Yo, what's the next question?
Hold on. We got Super Chat from James Benita says, biggest loss I ever took was a date in a helicopter ride. Then dinner at Seasons 52. I was putting on too much. Didn't get a nightcap. And a $600 L. But this the thing though. But what happened the next day?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. The IPA.
What happened the next day though? What happened the next day, James Benitez?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Like, okay, you spent that, you know, you didn't like that you spent it, but like the next day, the next week, did it resort something like? Because I'm sure she was like, damn, helicopter ride. She went back with her girls like, girl, he took me on a helicopter ride. What?
Yeah, but what if it was like, girl, he took me on a helicopter ride, but he said the dumbest shit ever. You know what I'm saying?
Because,
what if something like that? Sometimes you say the wrong thing.
You could have said the wrong thing, but look, if you got on a helicopter ride, then you went to dinner. I mean, maybe the dumb shit you said at the end of the night, though, because it would after the helicopter ride, it had been over.
Right.
Feel me?
That's true. I feel you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm about to say, man, yo, it's already over. It's close.
Henry, he said, what's the worst L you ever took?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you the worst L I took. I had, I met this one girl on Hinge. And I met her at the supermarket. It wasn't even a date. She was like, yo, I got this small window. Meet me at the supermarket. I'm going to go do groceries. And then she hit me with the, like, find me, right? Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Fine.
Then she hit me with the find her in the supermarket. So I go to the supermarket. We on the phone, and I hear her say, excuse me, where's the, I forgot, chicken broth? And I'm like, oh, okay, I know where the fuck she at. So I go find her. I see her running. I see her with leggings on. And I'm like, yo, she right. Hug me, everything. We talk. She drive a Tesla, get in the car. Boom, she go get vaccinated. Her second shot, right? I'm all big and excited. She texting me, yo, I'm excited about you too. I'm like, damn, I'm mad excited about you. Then one night we FaceTime, like we booed. This is like a week, but I've been working, so I didn't get to like, you know, really put in time and go see her. So one night she FaceTimes me. I'm already in bed. I gotta wake up early, and I'm like, she like, yo, why don't you come? And I'm like, yo, I can't. I gotta get up early. I'll come over later this week. And the whole shit just fell apart. Like she just like. Somebody else must have bagged her or something and was quick to come over. So I take that as a L, you know, because I still think of that to this day. That was this summer.
Yeah. Man, bro, biggest L I ever took, man. I'm going to have to say, because I look at it like investments, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like financial investments, like how much time and money you put in on this chick.
For the exchange or the return.
However you want to equate it, it just, you know, all that matter is how much time you put. because no one really goes into it talking about, oh, you see her right there, I'm falling in love with her. That ain't how it works. You know, them.
That's not really 100% true, because when I saw this girl, name was Rochelle. She had the body, she had the hair, she had the car, she had the house.
So you said I'm falling in love with her.
Not like that, but
turn the fucking dome light on in the car. You looking dark as hell with shit. Barely, we see the Gucci's a now and then. The glasses glisten in the night light.
Yo, but nah, the light ain't even that strong.
But what I'm trying to say is, go ahead.
I wasn't like, yo, I'm gonna fall in love.
Exactly.
But I was like,
No. You said to yourself, she bad as hell.
Yeah.
I could wife her. That's what you say. You don't say I'm in love. And that's what the fuck I'm trying to say. Like, it don't matter how bad you are, I'm not in love that day. You know,
right.
I have to fall in love with you. That's your job. My mission when I met you is to thrash. My mission is to run through that. When I see you, I ain't think, oh, I'm about to wife that. No.
You were out of sequence, though. I was out of sequence.
No.
But it is definitely, I want to thrash, and I could be with that. I could
exactly.
see myself.
So
she like,
so that
over.
She bag you is different, because that's how it is. She got to bag you. In your chase, in your hunt for this broad, you doing all this sticking and moving, all these drinks with her and Natasha. You know what I'm saying? You taking her to dinner, all that. If you happen to fall for her, that's a different story. But you knew what your goal was.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's my L. So what was your L?
That was kind of my L. Invested a lot of time. Well, I won't say time because it was a different country, you know what I'm saying? But I invested trips. And
what country?
Foreign country, man. I invested trips in my younger days, and it just
didn't amount
to what I wanted it to amount. If you know what I'm saying, it was just like, but it was still fun though. You know what I mean? Cause
I mean that's what it's about. Ultimately, is to make sure that it's fun.
Word.
You know what I mean?
I think that's the funnest part though, right? Like that's why, like in my younger days, that's what excited me, was more the chase.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, all right, so that's good.
So that's your L. That's your L.
My L was like, yo, the disconnect. I didn't even know where it came from. I was like, damn, how we go from come over to, yo, you ain't calling me every day no more. You know what I'm saying? You ain't hit me with the tech. Yo, you sleep well. And this is like in like a 2-week span. And I was like, damn, what the fuck? Somebody step up, or did I say something wrong? Like you know.
Mm.
So
yeah, I mean,
I took that as a
hell. It definitely could have been something you did, you know, for them to go dark like that. It's either something you did or somebody came back in their life.
That's what I was putting together of it.
Yeah.
Like, yo, maybe somebody scooped up. Back up.
Yeah. So, you know, there's always somebody out there that's going to do what you ain't doing. We all know that.
Right.
What you ain't willing to do, rather. Damn, what's up with this?
What's that other question? I'm interested to find out. It's kind of a good title right now.
Boom says, I will never buy a lady a drink again. Last time I bought a lady a drink, a few seconds later, a big hand put glass beside me and said, hey, bruh, I don't like brothers buying my girl no drink. Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta obviously scope the room. You don't just buy any woman a drink. You need to, you know, walk into the bar, get your own drink, you know, post up. You know what I'm saying? Feel the vibe. You got to feel the vibes and see who's who. You know what I mean? You needed to see, was she in conversation with anyone? Like, that was your mistake.
Who was she with?
That was a rookie mistake. You know, you was too anxious. You was too anxious. First of all, you never bust the first move. You got to be smooth and relaxed because you never know who checking on you, right? So now what if you see something, but you overlook the baddest thing in the room because you all in a rush? You got to be just pump the brakes, young man. But Lady Shan, what it do? Late night with Lady Chan.
Lady Chan, what up? Oh, she got a perspective.
I guess she ain't ready just yet. She cooking the mic.
Yo, but real quick, I'm going to tell you, though, I never just buy a girl a drink. Like, yo, let me buy you a drink. I got to know you.
Let me buy you a drink.
Like, yeah, like, I ain't going to go into the club, not read the room, just be like, yo, I like that girl right there. I'm going to walk up not knowing she coming from the bathroom and her man waiting for her on the other side. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to do that.
Never.
I'm just going to. I got to, like, vibe it out and be like, yo, I'll buy you a drink. Once my drink done, be like, yo, you want a drink? You finish your drink. You want another drink? Yeah, I'll get you a drink. Or she like, nah, I'm good. Like, so you want some water?
I'm just never in a rush like that.
Yeah. No
disrespect to Boom. Like, I'm not trying to harp on it to make them feel bad. I'm just saying I've never purchased a drink for a female that fast. Where all of a sudden it's like, damn, the girl I chose to buy a drink for got a man.
And
he in the club, man. You was moving too fast.
Yo, I told you I got into a bike accident, right? Like this summer. Yo, I was manifested.
Pedal bike or?
Yeah, bicycle.
Oh, wow.
You know them city bikes?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So I fucking went out and on a Sunday, like brunch time, like, you know, 3 o'clock, me, two of my friends, I met them on Dyke, Nala Marina, this other spot, which was hopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having such a good damn time. Like, girls were giving me shots from their bottle.
Mm.
We had a bottle. They had hookah. They called me to the table. Oh, you talk to everybody, I'm being told. I'm like, the girl saying that to me, like, damn, you talk to everybody. I'm like, nah, I'm just friendly. Ain't nothing real personal like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The friend showing me pictures because I start saying, yeah, I'm a photographer. You know, I use that, right? And it's true. I do take some fine-ass pictures of girls.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm a photographer. The girl's like, oh, he's a photographer. The friend starts showing me the smallest friend with the Tiana Taylor body showing me pictures on her phone.
Wait. Tiana Taylor's the girl from
Faded. The video music video.
I can't wait. Some shit like that. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
When she be floor, she do the thing on the floor, that shit went viral.
Yeah. She showing me pictures on her phone. I see titties. Her friend like, yo, you showing him your nudes. She like, I don't care. It's all good. He can see my nudes.
Ooh.
I'm like, yeah. So now I'm way into her, right?
I'm way into her because she showed me her boobies.
Yo, not only showed me her boobies, she showed me full body nudes, right? Like selfie nudes, you know what I'm saying? Like in the mirror. And I'm like, damn, girl, looking right. So, long story short, I'm sipping their Patron that they giving me and going back to my table drinking Hennessy. Yeah. Yo, I got so twisted. I walk shorty like 3 blocks to meet her car, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to jump on a bike and get back to I ain't walking. I turn the corner, fucking car hits me. Boom, face right in the windshield. You know what I'm saying? And that was a good-ass night of, like, sharing drinks. First time ever that
what?
Shit ever happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yo, nah, Boom. She played you then, man. Either she played you or you trying to save face, man. My man Super Tatted and said she walked up and asked me to buy her a drink. Then a dude comes and puts his hand like, yo, I don't like dudes buying my girl a drink. What the fuck? That was a setup.
Where he's from? Where's he from, first of all? Because that sound like some country shit. And I ain't disrespecting the country, but that could be like the dude try to claim a girl that ain't his girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he won her over because of his dominance, and she liked that. Or she was just like a ragamuffin who gonna just go up to somebody and her man there asking you to buy her a drink because she trying to save her man's money, or a man would say, yo, I ain't buying you shit. Like, I don't get it.
And Benita said helicopter ride, it took 30 days. But that's not bad. That's not, listen, it all depends if that, if like, if you are what Jay said, I'm a one woman guy, you know what I'm saying? So if you are one woman guy, then, you know, maybe you might be looking at 30 days as a long time or something like that. But like, if you guys are just kicking it and it took you 30, I mean, I'm sure you're kicking it with somebody else.
Right.
30
might be like,
that's nothing. Average. 30 ain't nothing. 30 is like, bruh, you know, you go to work and oh shit, it's 30 days then pass.
Yeah, right. Yo, feel like my first day was yesterday, mm-hmm. but it was really 29 days ago.
I mean, bruh, yeah, we literally in September. What you mean, Lady Shan? We been came to you. Your mic off. Unmute. What up?
Your camera off too.
No. I mean, It's like 4 a.m. over there. So I told her she could come on, no camera. She in bed, man. She giving us that late night pillow talk, man.
Oh, where she at?
Pillow talk with Lady Shan from over across the pond.
Sorry, I didn't have the headphones in, so I didn't hear you saying that. What's up, boy? Guys?
Damn, why your bedroom voice don't sound no different, man?
My bedroom voice doesn't sound any different.
Nah,
or do I still sound the
you
same?
You still got the Lady Shan come box with Shan voice.
Do I?
Nah,
no,
let's talk about accent though, right?
Oh my God, you guys have never met. Enrique about to fall in love. I forgot he loved West Indian, Jamaican, all that Hamakanan women and shit like that. But good.
Nah, I like Bohemian women. I like all women, but I'm just saying the accent, and you can say, oh man, how we go? Because I'm gonna flip it on you. Because I was gonna ask you, a lot of Americans love the English accent, but what are your thoughts on the American accent? So I don't know what you were expecting me to ask you when you here we go, but that's my real question.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, because I grew up in Staten Island, so most of my family American. My sister lives in America, my four aunts live in America. Always been accustomed to the American accent. So
your accent, you grew up in Staten Island and you have that accent?
Oh yeah, well, it would be back and forth. So I'd be there for like 3 months, go back to the UK, go back to school. When it was another break, back again.
Oh, you went to school in the UK?
Yeah, I went to school in the UK, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, most of my family.
American accent ain't nothing to you?
Not really, no.
Can you imitate it?
For sure.
Let me hear it.
It depends what you want me to say, though.
Ain't really there, though.
It ain't there.
It's not
there. Give me a phrase. What do you want me to say?
Say, I really enjoy watching boxing. Something like
I
that.
I really enjoy watching boxing.
Nah, it ain't there.
Nah, it's
nope.
Not there.
Nah.
Staten Island forgot. What did you say? Staten Island, the forgot borough of New York. Yeah,
that's the New Jersey's armpit. That's what they call it.
No, be clear. You grew up in the UK and visited the US. No, Tanner. When you're there for like 3 months at a time, and it's 3 months, 4 months. I actually missed some UK school. Got in trouble, but yeah.
Right.
No, he said I can't do the. He said I can't do the American accent. So.
Not well.
Not well.
It's like we try to act like look at my accent.
Listen, I think I will do the American accent way better than you do the UK accent. That's fine.
Way better than I had some water.
That was horrible.
That was horrible.
If I said
some water. So that sounds better, me doing it your way. I had some water.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Shan does a better, like, country American accent than just, like, because, you know, like, she can do, I want some water, like, that country accent.
Some water. But yeah, I think because I speak to a lot of down south cats as well at the minute. So I'm getting quite accustomed to talk country.
So, Shan, let's run you back to the beginning, right? We was talking about the title of the show is influenced from Steven Edwards. He is the trainer, Khairom Davis, former trainer, Julian Williams, the unified champ. And he posted on his Instagram something like an emoji in shock looking at their cell phone and the message reading, buy her and her friend a drink, champ. It's nothing. You trying to get with her, right? I'm going to have to fucking find the actual thing. Ah! Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, though.
Sorry, Twin said I like her American accent. I like her English one better, though. So, what's your name? Enrico. So, someone likes my U.S. accent. Sorry. You overruled.
Like
you
so
overruled. They
real,
can't see.
They like,
can't, no, they, you don't know.
Americans do that. They'll fool
you.
No,
you don't know.
You saw
no.
Friday? Damn, you said, hi, you look like Janet Jackson? Yeah, I look like. Remember that part?
Yeah, she did. She looked like Freddie Jackson, he said, or something.
Exactly. So
mm-hmm.
that's how Americans
so
are.
Shan,
so they form for your voice.
The message is pay for her and her drink. So essentially it's like, come on, man, you trying to get with Shan. Pay for her drink and her friend. It's no biggie. You trying to hook up with her, right?
Yeah, her friend Beverly.
So what you think about that? Like, if a dude is trying to holler at you, but you out with your cousin, your sister, your girl, should if he offers you a drink, should he be offering her a drink as well? That's the question.
Most of the times they do, to be honest.
I, that's what I said. Like, that's common for me, but but we looking for you to give a yes or no answer more, like, because, you know, these men need advice. Like, should they think about not buying that girlfriend of yours a drink, or is it better to do so, and why?
It's better to do so. At least be a gentleman. If you see her sitting with her mate, and then, you know, buy her a drink. If you want to get with that girl and she's sitting with her friend, it's just common courtesy just
it is
to buy both women the drink. Yeah.
But it's not you being interrupted with your girl. It's you saying, yo, meet me at this spot. My friend is with me and your friend is there and you know, you meeting this interest. Should he buy both of you a drink?
Okay, when the first round, yes. But I'm sure I don't know how them girls their roll over there, but my friends will have their own money anyway, so as a common courtesy, if you say, Shan, meet me at the club and I'm rolling with Beverly, or whoever you said.
Beverly.
When me and Beverly get there, you're gonna buy Well, I'd assume you'd buy myself and Beverly a drink, and then that'd be cool. You don't have to buy me drinks all night. I'll buy drinks as well. Like, I got money as well, my own money. So it's not like I'll be there with my thirsty throat dehydrated. But yeah,
yo, but girls got it too easy, man. You go to a club and y'all showered with drinks, man. It's like. Enrique, get out of the glove box, Enrique.
That plastic is doing my ear.
Hell yeah, he all in his glove box and shit. What the fuck?
Now the paper bag.
Yo, so. Gabriel Flores getting touched up, or is it me? If anybody in the chat is watching this fight, because I'm in and out, but now I'm kind of tuned in now, because I think he might be like, he's moving so much. Oh, I don't know, can he keep this up? This little guy is on his ass. No homie.
Yo, so I'm glad that we got that perspective.
Oh,
like, yo,
shit.
I could buy my old drinks.
Oh, my God. I just screenshared this fight by mistake. Fuck. I hope I don't get me in trouble.
Can you not wish me happy birthday? It's a birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
I'm sorry. Feliz cumpleaños.
No manners.
Fuck. I was doing that for a while. Oh, my God.
Go on.
Happy birthday, Chan.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Shit. I'm all over
thank
the place
you,
right
Enrique.
Now.
You're welcome.
Go on then, Ness. Say it.
Happy birthday, Shan. I'm sorry.
That even sound genuine.
I know. It's so fake and whack.
That's just
what?
Sound like happy.
It's so fake and whack. I'm up at fucking 3
what?
O'clock in the
Yo,
morning. You
Shan.
Can't give me a one for leaf come feliz cumpleaños, so a happy birthday. I'll hurry up and do it.
Feliz cumpleaños. Shan, I'm just worried that I just fucking, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here screen sharing they fight by mistake. All that time I was watching it, so I don't know how long I was watching and sharing it.
I didn't see it. I can't. Oh, but I can't see it on the show. On my phone.
I hope not.
Mm-mm. He wasn't. No, he wasn't. We didn't see it.
But yeah, happy birthday, of course. That's funny. That's like, it's crazy. I didn't even know it was your birthday. It's my son's birthday. That's why I was taking him out. You know what I'm saying? He turned 21.
Oh, 21.
Hold me a man now.
He got a drink?
I started early. Yeah, we had a drink. You know what I'm saying? He chose Hennessy out of all things.
Which Hennessy? The privilege?
Yeah,
I like him. VSOP, we call it here. VSOP. Yeah, VSOP. I like Remy, though.
I like him.
Look at Canelo getting his airtime and shit. Motherfucker.
Is this the Enrique? Is this the Enrique that you were talking about the other day, now? That you said?
Yeah, this the only...
That my sister's married to Enrique.
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
Yeah.
My sister lives out in Jersey. I don't know.
Because she got
sister
a sister in Jersey. And I know your ex-wife was, you know, like Caribbean, but...
Just say black. You can say black. It's fine.
No, because it's not just black.
Babe, she was black. True love. She was black. It's
nah,
cool.
But listen to me. But Shan, listen to me. He don't just date. Like, I mean, he probably do, but he you know, he's got a preference, though. Like, from what I've noticed... Yes, they're black women, but they're like you know,
Caribbean,
Trinidadian,
you like us
that.
West Indians, do you?
Yeah, West Indian. He like it like that.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Good.
He's got good
taste. He's got good taste.
Yeah, I guess. That's what they say. That's what you say.
It's facts.
Facts. Yo, it's so facts. Steve... Damn, I gotta go back to that question. It's I had it in my head though. Steven in Chicago asks,
"What do you ask?
What are your thoughts on Crawford being advised by MTK Global?" Ness, you were right. It's Crawford holding up the Porter fight. I'm hearing. Interesting. What do you think, Shan?
No. If this fight doesn't happen, and if it was Porter's fault, you'd see him he'd be stripped. So, it's not Crawford's fault. It's Porter's fault. If it's Crawford's fault, he'd be stripped. He has to take the fight or vacate the belt.
Yeah,
if Porter
yeah.
doesn't want to take the fight, there's no ramifications.
All that happens
is they move down the list and somebody else fights the man.
All right, take it in the context. Right, so you understand, mm-hmm. right? So they had been ordered to negotiate. Enrique, what up, man? Mute yourself. You all going
My
for
bad.
A jog and shit? They have been ordered to negotiate, right? So then at mm-hmm. the last hour, they couldn't come to an agreement, so they go on the purse bid September 2nd, right? And... At the really last hour, they asked for an extension, right?
Yeah, for the 14th.
So what Steve is saying, right, because it was a previous conversation yesterday's show, was the internet believes Crawford signed his contract and the fight is happening and it's a ESPN-only pay-per-view, that they are not going to purse bid. That's what the internet believes. That's the rumor. Everything's done, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm saying when I went to the press conference Wednesday, I heard different, you know, and I don't want to be right, but I heard that this is going to purse big guarantee. They said take it to the bank. And the dude,
go Eddie, it's your birthday.
And the dude that told me that, you know, he breaks all the news every day, you know, so. I want to see what's going to happen. So Steve is saying now that he is hearing that that it isn't Crawford that signed, that instead he is holding it up because he's now being advised by MTK Global, which which that's definitely new news.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew he was with MTK.
Yeah. Yeah, well, after this fight, well, I kind of knew where he was going after this fight, but just wasn't allowed to say anything, but yeah.
So you already knew he was at MTK Global?
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe they want to go to Purse Big because they got that Keenahan money.
Yeah, and it's easy. Eddington is affiliated with MTK Global as well, so.
I mean, affiliated in what way? Because he has some of their fighters?
He does business with them, and a lot of his fighters are advised by MTK Global. So, you know.
Yep.
He could make that bid, and I'd want to know how much he'd bid for them.
Good little three-piece by Gabriel Flores.
Happy birthday, Lady Shan. Can you read the super chat? Can you get on your game, please?
Justin. Shout out to Justin Gonzalez, who says, happy birthday, Lady Shan. Go smoke a fat one for you. Fire. You smoke, Shan?
I don't smoke, but thank
That's
you
crazy.
For the happy birthday.
Why not?
No, I don't smoke.
Why not?
Do you know what I do? I'm chilling, a Jamaican, Haitian, and smoke.
What's up with that?
Who's fucking Haitian, man? You keep saying that shit.
You said Venezuelan. Venezuelan, and what?
I don't know if he does it on purpose, Enrique. He keeps fucking calling. Not that there's anything wrong with being Haitian, but he keeps calling me Haitian.
Jamaican?
Jamaican, Venezuelan.
And Dominican.
Not Dominican.
Dominican. I know the other spot.
So, yeah, not Haitian.
I think y'all
but,
I know Dominican. That's the green flag.
Yeah, I was about to just say that. I think they flag green.
With the green, yellow, and black.
Green, yellow, and black with a parrot. Bird in the middle. Red bird.
What?
Yeah, he right.
Damn, he got a parrot.
You right.
Flores landing at long.
That was almost American. You right. That's how I talk anyway. Hear a lot of the London as well mix up their slangs with, you know, patois, Ireland, UK, American. You know, we share quite a lot of slang, so, yeah.
What network's the fight on?
ESPN.
Is it ESPN?
Anyway, what I said to Ness, can I just say something to UK? It didn't sound like you had any game, bruv. Like, I don't know.
I was
listening to what you were saying. I was like, no game, because let me just put you on a little bit of game anyway.
What?
Even like, let me put you on a little bit of game. Like,
but
if a girl, if a, yeah, I will do. If a girl likes you, like, and she meets you, and obviously you meet her with her friends at whatever the club, spot, wherever, cool. Swap numbers, whatever. Another day, you guys hook up. And maybe one time she's like, my mate wants to, she's going to be hanging, so can we do something? And you go, yeah, that's cool. But if on the next date she wants to bring her friend, she don't like you, dude.
That wasn't the scenario, but I'm talking about a real experience from a girl that I used to date, and her friend used to always be together, always, regardless.
That's so lame.
If I would meet her, my ex-girlfriend recently, too, always was like, I'm going to be with Alex. Come pick me up by Alex. Like, there's some girls that just be so close with their friends, you kind of dating both of them.
Yeah, but not when you're actually going out on the dates. The friend's not always coming, is she?
Nah, not always coming, but there are occasions like, yeah, me and Alex is going to town. You should come. Meet me there. You know, that kind
all
of
right.
stuff.
Yeah. I'm a
her
doctor.
Friend is like, I can't, I don't have my wallet. Where's my wallet? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where's my wallet? I'm like,
yeah,
mom.
I don't meet like that. I'm cool to hang one-on-one, you know. Once I get the vibe and I know that the vibe's cool, I'm not the person to bring my friend with me.
Right.
I just want to hang with the guy. Yeah.
What about the girl that brings her mom with her? How about
that? Oh, God.
Yo, my mom.
That sounds insane.
That's awful.
Oh, my God. Gabriel Flores is getting hands put on him, y'all. His face looking terrible.
No, what? Yes, we're on separate conversations.
I'm
over there.
I'm doing
it. Enrique,
I'm
that is awful.
That.
She wants to bring her mum.
That's
right?
Awful. I know that.
You tell her, you tell the mum to bring her home with her. And that's it. You just go.
Yeah, and the mom wants you to pay. And the mom's be like, I'm going to get this for Adrian, her husband. You like, what? And then she's like, don't you got it, Enrique?
What?
Oh, God.
Man.
They're taking you.
They're taking you
for a punk.
They play you, bro.
For a punk. Like, you're some punk out here. That's some punk vibe.
I made that up, but I was thinking like that as a scenario. Because they're all girls. I did go out with my ex-girl.
Oh, God,
her mother, her father, and I paid for it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's your girlfriend, isn't it?
Yeah, so how that's taking you for a punk move?
Nah,
not taking
you
for
a girl,
punk.
If it's your girl, it's your girl. It's different when
it's your
girl.
That's cool. I thought you just said, like, the mum came and it was just a girl that you was trying to get with and she bought her mum.
Yeah,
then
that
said,
would be crazy.
That would
yeah.
be crazy. I thought it was crazy the minute you said she why? Yo, Gabe is about the
yo,
oh
why
my
ESPN don't have that?
Bruh,
ESPN.
Bro, you got to press the live button if you're watching it on TV or laptop. Oh, my God, bro. He's getting
What's
hands chat on him, bro.
Chat, I want to hear some questions. You got any questions?
Yeah. We got more questions.
Lot are just on the next thing. Like, Ness gets me out of bed just to just sit here. And
we got more.
Ask me some questions. Let me salute the chat.
We got Texas Bulldog Boxing who says, how can we as fans come together and attempt to correct the corruption in boxing?
Yes.
You know what? It's too late to be deceived on boxing. Too late, babe. It's too late for them.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
we're going to come back.
A different title.
We're going to come back to that. Well, we're going
to
come back.
So, Ness, what was your game plan? Because I think I heard some sleazy head talk.
What are we talking
about?
You said, to get me some head. Oh.
I definitely said something like that, but I don't know what context we're talking anymore. We got to bring it back.
I can't remember.
No, she took the word trash. For head, I guess.
Nah, she ain't.
Nah,
he
said head.
I said head, like you know,
like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't an hour and a half ago. It was about 45 minutes.
Oh shit, Shad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, you sure it's too late for boxing? Look at the question. On a scale of 1 to 10, what level were these fighters on when they fought?
Where are you watching this? Where are you seeing this? Julo.
What level were these fighters on when they fought? There's only one Deontay Wilder.
Okay, are we doing Deontay Wilder, are we?
So you sure you don't want to do boxing?
Come on, let's see Deontay Wilder.
I knew it. We're going to see your bias right now. Let's see if you can be unbiased. Let's see if she can be unbiased and give a real score. Enrique, on a score from 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest, 1 being the worst number to give a fighter, what was Dominic Brazil, who had already lost one time, to Anthony Joshua? What was he in your mind when he fought Deontay Wilder? Now, remember, the way that this game is played, you cannot think about the outcome of the fight.
Yes, we know.
No, we got to remind everyone. You never know who's a new listener.
So, yeah, because I was immediately attracted to, like, damn.
Oh, I know who you are now. Oh, I know who he is now. Now that he's set up physical fit. I've seen you on this show before, but you driving in the car, for one, I didn't know you was really tall. Yeah, you're the guy in the night times. Okay, Enrique. Nice to meet you again. But, yeah, now I know who you are.
Wait,
you look
totally
different in the car.
old.
You look like when you're here, I thought you was like a young kid. Ish.
In the
when
car?
I'm here.
Yeah.
In the car, he looks like a kid.
In here, he looks like a kid.
Oh, yeah.
But in the car, like,
that's
a little walking, like, I live with a man.
He's in studio. That's what being in studio does. Stuff for me.
Yo, you know, that's
how tall are you?
Oh, what, this a dating thing?
I'm just asking, how tall are you?
Take a wild guess.
6'1".
I'm 5'10".
Damn.
Oh, you don't. Oh, she said,
nah.
Damn, like, she's disappointed.
Yeah, she don't fuck with. She said it. She don't fuck with nobody 6'1" under. You can't
well,
even
I'm
be
sorry.
6 feet. You can't even be 6 feet.
Yo, what ASAP say?
I don't know. Well, I don't listen to ASAP Rocky like that.
Oh, man.
I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. That one. Fucking problem.
ASAP. No, it was ASAP Ferg.
What'd he say?
Don't
be scared.
Tell me. Come on.
How you
going
to
rest?
Don't
be scared. Little nigga with my dick tall.
Oh, okay. Your dick's tall. Great
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. But I'm saying, you can't be scared to say if you're going to reference him.
Yeah, if you're going to reference it.
I wasn't scared.
Chest.
I just didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
Nah, man. Shannon is hardball, man. Thick skin.
Oh, this untitled. My bad.
And
okay,
she's thick skin, though. She's thick skin. Just don't disrespect. Listen, so Brazil, what number?
I'm going to give Brazil a good 8, man.
Wow.
And you could, because you thinking about the outcome.
I already played this game, Mr. Enrique Iglesias. Yeah? I played this game already. So I wasn't thinking of no outcome.
I think unconsciously you're like, yeah, but then he get beat up
by Joshua, so he has no belt. Or nothing.
Only
anyway.
Person that beat him was Joshua.
Hey, Canna, okay. Enrique got divorced long time ago, man.
All right. So
they like, yo, Canna, like, it don't matter. Enrique married. No, he not.
Who, Canna?
That's my man's in him. He edit all the videos. He worked with us.
Are you married, Enrique?
Nah,
I've been divorced for like 4 years.
Damn it.
You lying right now. It ain't been 4 years already. God, time flies. No way it's been 4 years. You lying.
I promise
you the most I thought it was is like 12 months or 24. Come on, man. Tell me you lying. It can't be 4 years already.
2018, 19,
2021.
3 going on
4. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck
anyway,
hell, yo.
Brazil, 8. Brazil, 8, yeah?
Brazil, wow. 8. And what you giving them, Shen?
4.
4?
What you give them,
what
man?
What you said, Shen?
4.
Number 4.
She's showing her bias. So a guy.
What's my bias?
So a guy go. Let me speak because you did yours. So a guy goes to the Olympics, right? He doesn't medal, but he made it, right? He goes to another country, fights for a world title, last 7 with a 85% knockout ratio, unified champion. That's his only loss, and from 10. Right? From being a 10, because you're a 10. You went to the Olympics. You have no losses. You lose to a unified champ. You drop 6 points is what she's saying. No, you're showing your bias, Shen.
Okay, well, my number is 4. So.
No, that's fine. That's fine. You're showing your bias.
No,
I'm gonna
my
go,
number is 4.
I'm going to go with
that's
Enrique, and I'm going to say...
Hang on. Can I just answer this question? It's a super chat. Bring it up, please, before...
Hold on. Can I give my number? Just because he led with your name don't mean we got to stop what we're doing.
Yeah,
oh, that's what she's doing.
Yeah, we do, because it's 4 o'clock in the morning here. It's my birthday. I should be the boss a bit today.
And you're right, Flores getting touched up.
Touched up, man. All
right, just give your number and go ahead.
My number is going to be a 6.5 because I never, you know, he struggled with the older dude. What was it, Amir Mansour? You know what I'm saying? Like Brazil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a 6.5?
Did you say 6.5? 6.5, yeah.
I'm going to go with 6.5 for him.
Okay.
Man, this fucking ESPN keep logging me out. This shit's stupid.
So Enrique went 8. I went 4. You went 6.5.
Mm-hmm. Next one is 1 to 10. What level was Luis Ortiz in the first fight?
Oh, Lord.
In the chat, in the chat, you can answer too. Luis Ortiz in the first fight.
It was a 3.5.
Okay.
Wait. What was the first fight? I missed it. Say it again.
We can tell.
You said it already. You said 8.
Oh, you're talking
Brazil,
you're still
8.
Still
now we've gone to Luis Ortiz.
All right, that's what I was trying to keep up to. So yeah. Luis Ortiz, when he fought who, Wilder?
Yes, mm-hmm. First fight.
Mm-hmm.
People were ducking Luis Ortiz.
Right? Who was he?
What was his number?
I'm gonna give him an 8 as well, man.
Okay. You lot are fucking jokers, mate. But
no,
go ahead.
The joker is you. You gave him a 3.5.
3.5, fam.
She's using the outcome.
You're showing your bias.
No,
you're
showing
your bias.
I'm
going to
go
it's
up.
It's cool. No,
I'm
it's cool.
Sure, I'm sure I'm going to be up.
It's cool. We can just move on.
8.
We can move on. I mean, I'm giving Luis Ortiz.
You guys are tweaking out here. An 8.
Who did he even lose to at that time? Nobody?
Nobody. And they were ducking him.
And Eddie signed them to a 3-fight deal and didn't give him AJ. I mean,
he wasn't
a world champ though.
Breaking news.
Oh,
I'm on my ESPN Plus app.
He stopped him. Oh shit, he stopped him?
Nah, he didn't stop him.
What, they made it around to 10?
Yeah, went all 10.
Oh my
God. But Flores looks like he
was
like.
You sure? Because they looking like he won, bro.
He did win. Not Flores didn't win. His opponent did, who I don't know. But anyway, my breaking news is I'm watching the fight on ESPN Plus on my iPad, and I get this prompt, ESPN Plus price increase. Your monthly subscription will increase from $4.99 to $6.99 a month.
Oh,
on your next billing date.
Oh, man, you was locked in then. You was lucky, bro. I've been paying $6.99, bro. You must have been locked into an old 2-year contract or some crazy shit.
Yo, what's crazy is I barely watched this shit.
Bro, this kid beat Andy Vince's, and now it's looking like he might have beat Gabriel. Whoa, Gabriel
Flores.
Let's
get to the next one.
Lopez beat Flores.
Holy shit, but that man's
yo.
Face.
Who bought me the beer? Hold up, real quick. Who bought me the beer?
Jaime Hernandez. Let me double check.
Yo, Jaime Hernandez.
Yeah,
I bought this real fancy IPA, double dry IPA, beautiful can. I don't know if y'all can see it.
How did it get there?
How did it get there? I think this was brewed.
No, how did it get to your place? How did that beer get there?
I bought it out of pocket. I guess when I go to Milwaukee, Ness got to buy the other beer.
I got him.
No, how did that beer get to your house?
He purchased it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
How does food get to your house?
Delivered.
Ooh, kid.
Mine too. I should have asked.
Shine hitting you with it.
How does the clothing get in your closet?
It gets delivered too.
Oh, you one of those? You shop online only?
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Tito Mendez. First of all, there's no way your name is Tito. Well, I guess it is because he's U.S. dollars, but he put Simps. I feel like that's a U.K. word, Simps.
No, it's an American word.
Man,
we don't use it here.
Man, we don't use that fucking dumbass
shit. I've heard
shit.
It here.
I think Simps is like
simple-minded
younger
person or something.
Nah.
Simps means, let me tell you what Simps means. It means like, oh, yeah, you're moist. Oh, you're simping for a chick.
Yeah, that's true, because I heard somebody recently say, yo, my friend, she got some simps, picked up the money
man,
from him.
What state is that from, man? Get the
New
fuck
York.
Out of here.
I mean, I don't know where it's
New York,
from,
man. Now I'm Googling this shit. Get the
fuck
out
of
here.
Yeah,
because
you're out the loop. You're out the loop, mate, man.
You're right. Hey, yo, shit.
Simps is like a – I heard someone say that. I was like, what the fuck?
Shit, fuck you. Yeah, she said you out the loop. You ain't heard the new words.
You ain't heard the new words.
I'm in bed early. You ain't lying, man. You ain't lying.
Wait, I'd be onto something with the, like, my beer should get delivered to me when I do the untitled. But I think out here they can't deliver beer.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, it's going to be warm than a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's going to be warm.
Not ours. Ours.
Yo, it's literally, it's literally what, like, the Urban Dictionary. It is when a male is overly submissive to a female and gains nothing from it.
Simping. Simp. We've been said that. Don't you remember the song that was called Simping Ain't Easy? Simping
I never heard that song.
Look. So this one says simp is...
it's an American word.
Simp is an internet... No, it's an internet slang term describing someone who performs excessive sympathy and attention towards another person, typically someone who does not reciprocate the same feelings.
Yes, no, Flores looked like he hurt, man.
No, Flores
like,
looked like he got a broken orbital bone. What up?
Did you give your number for the other thing? Are we playing the game or not?
For Ortiz.
But I got to check, because you know I'm fair, unlike your ass. You terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she going for the outcome, and she don't even know.
No,
she's showing her bias.
Because I played the game, I know I'm going to go up, because some people I was overscoring before.
Overscoring?
And I had to keep re-putting on
here.
Review. You may get on review,
man,
but I'm not going to go up.
Get your ass out here. Hater.
Yo, them ESPN shirts are whack, man. They look like
golf shirts.
Dads.
Golf shirts.
Yeah, but they look like dads. They don't.
That's
it's
a number.
So actually, I'm riding with Enrique. He was about an 8 because he had the Jennings win. He beat Jennings better than Vladimir Klitschko did. He beat Tony Thompson, who upset David Price, and he beat Malik Scott, and he knocked out David Allen, who went the distance with Dillian White. So yeah, man, easy 8 for me.
Okay,
that's
all
real.
Elite.
That's real boxing. You understand?
It was all elite matchups, wasn't that? All elite.
That's real boxing. You know,
that was elite.
That's real.
Elite
you don't say a man that beat Brian Jennings in 7 rounds in better fashion than a Hall of Famer is a fucking 3.5. You know, but you're showing your bias.
Go ahead.
No, you're showing your bias. I want them to see it, Shan. Keep
Where does your number come from, Shan?
Keep telling your truth. She can't justify
Is your name Shan, Chula?
You can't justify it.
Chula,
it.
Is your name Shan or is it my name?
You can't justify it.
Is your Enrique? That number came from my heart.
From her heart. Told you she can't justify that shit. Fuck out of here, man. I know boxing.
You got Chula, Chula.
Next, Washington, Gerald Washington, at the time that he fought Deontay Wilder, was, in your opinion, Enrique?
What fight is that?
Gerald Washington, I didn't really know much of. I'm going to just be even. I'm just going to give him a 5.
I mean, at the time, he was undefeated.
Yeah, I would have to look him up.
Shan?
Well, look him up then, Chulon numero uno.
Shan, what are you rating Gerald Washington?
Let me see. Wait. Let me, so you don't call me a hater.
Oh, now she's going to go box rack and do numbers.
I was doing that the last
time. It's too
late.
It's too late. She gave Luis Ortiz
Chulo.
A 3.5.
I was doing it the last time looking at some of the box rack bits to see where... If they'd come off losses, what do you want me to do? Just guess it, like.
Yo,
and
you
gotta
give Gerald Washington.
Yo, I didn't guess any of my numbers.
Yo,
bro, you just guessed.
Yo,
Brazil. I knew Brazil. I guessed for the first time right now. I was like, you know, Gerald.
Yeah,
Washington.
So
I know the
not
name.
Guess.
It rang bells.
Listen
the name rang bells.
Yeah, it does ring bells. So
I'm
gonna
go
guess.
Down the middle. But
yo.
Luis Ortiz rang bells, meaning knock heads off.
Yo,
and you gave him a 3.5.
Exactly. So now she got to give Washington. She got to give Washington now.
Don't
like
go
a
high
one.
Right now.
No, she got to give him like a 1.5. She got to give him a 1.5. Because it won't
she's
make,
like, okay.
No,
yo,
Enrique,
she's like,
it won't
okay,
make,
I know how to play this game now. Let me
it won't
go on
make,
box rag.
It won't be logical now.
I don't talk like
she's
that.
She's ranked an Olympian who got a gold medal, right? He's got over 300. She ranked him
like
a 3.5. So Gerald Washington was a football player. She's got to give him a 1.5.
Ness, can I just do it?
I'm going to give him a 4. It's a four. It's better than the five.
I'll give you a four in a minute. How about that?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's cool. It's best that you don't.
Damn, yo, I'm such a sleazeball. I've been wanting to say, like, when she said, I'll give you a four, Enrique was supposed to come back, like.
I know, he's got no comeback game. Told you, man. No,
you're right. You're right.
Oh, I was supposed to be like, I'll give you a seven?
No,
what?
I wasn't
like
thinking.
Like 7
man.
Inches
I wasn't,
or something? Like, I don't know. What? Yo, what am I supposed to say? I'll give you a four. I'm like, okay, I'll give you an hour. Like, I'm still trying to come back together. Like,
no,
what's in his comeback then?
You know what? Now that I think about it, his comeback ain't too bad because I wasn't too far off from that, you know?
Why, what was you going to say?
I can't remember verbatim now, but it was like, I mean, I'll put you on offers or something like that.
Oh, okay. You okay, that's a good one.
That was decent. I get that one. You know what I'm saying? Because next
time. I get yours, but
remember, you had a, like, secondary, you know, it wasn't off the top, right? Like, say it
well,
again.
I wasn't trying to, like, do some, like, dating on-site banter on
Bruh,
this, I give you
well,
a four.
I mean, that's the whole point
right
of having
now.
A female on, a
on,
whole,
right
on the show. Like,
yeah.
That's what Angie Martinez is there with, you know, it's like, that's what opened that door to those, you know what I'm saying? I hear
okay,
you.
Okay, I got it now. I'm on it.
Yeah,
I'm on it.
Yeah. Yeah, in the joint.
Yo, now
you
I got to take everything sexual. Like,
no,
get
no,
on it. Okay, I'll get
no,
you.
No, because then because it can't be overly sexual. You got to know when to do it.
You got to know when to do it and when not to do it.
Yeah, man. And now you on the spot because she came in saying you ain't got no game. It's
none.
Just bitches understand your story.
You better game up.
She's playing. All right, so we all went 8-8. Gerald Washington. I got to score Gerald.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Gerald's biggest win is nothing really. Let me see. Gerald's biggest win is we beat my Dominican friend Nagy Aguilera. Oh my God. I mean,
Adam Kawanaki.
Yeah, but that was not before Wilder.
I bet he lost to him. Fuck.
No, but it wasn't before Wilder anyway. I'm not cheating. It's got to be before Wilder. What he's done before Wilder and how he did it. And really, really, he was just an undefeated fighter. He had Jerry Forrest on his resume. Wow. That
he also has Amir Mansour.
Jerry Forrest ain't no one.
No, but that win ages well now. Jerry Forrest just got a big win. Stop. You got to stop. You got to stop. You can't do that. Like,
Jerry
those
Forrest
punches hurt. The punches they taking and throwing hurt. Like, Jerry.
Yeah, but Jerry Forrest just fought the big Chinese guy.
How big?
He was super big. Bigger than
you.
You know what?
I am confused.
It's not that hard to be bigger than you, though.
Listen. She is right. I am confusing once again. This is the second time I've done it on the show, confused Jerry Forrest with Jonathan Rice. But once again, Jerry Forrest deserves credit. He was robbed in that fight. He beat the shit out of Zhao Zhang, and he didn't get the win. He got knocked down.
He got a draw.
And he got knocked down three times, came back and beat the brakes off that 7-foot dude. Yes. Yes. Let's talk highly of that man.
He got beaten by Carlos Takam as well.
I hear you. But after he beat Takam, he had the fight of his life versus Zhao Zhang. That's what we're talking about.
What do you want us to give him, a 10?
No, I'm just saying, you saying Jerry ain't shit. Like, damn, you don't care about what no one does.
Yeah, he's all right, but I mean...
Wait, did Chan score Gerald Washington yet?
No, and I'm trying to, but...
I can't wait to hear this score.
Nah, I mean, I think Washington, I'm going to give him like a fucking 6.5, maybe. I mean, he's got nothing. You know, he beat dudes... But they not
all
names
right,
like that,
yes,
like
yes.
Eddie Chambers, Amir Mansour.
We can hear your bias sliding in. Let's move on to me then. I'm giving Forrest.
Damn, you on the wrong box rack.
Cheating.
Yes.
You know she ain't really gonna rank them right.
No, I'm going to put Washington as 3.5.
Uh-huh. Which is crazy because now you're putting him on the same level as Luis Ortiz, who got way more amateur backgrounds and
right.
bigger wins. And
yes,
bigger wins.
Yes,
and
yes,
bigger wins.
Yes,
but
yes,
I told you, we will show
upon,
her bias.
All right, then. All right, then.
We will
upon
show her bias.
Review,
we will show her bias.
Review, upon further review, like what we've seen before, upon further review, he gets a 3 then.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Damn. I'm looking at Oscar Valdez getting stretched.
3.
And he looked clean to me.
Trulo, you're writing these
what
down.
What do you mean stretched, man?
I mean, like, they stretching his arms.
Oh,
and...
oh. Shan, I don't got to write it down. 40 Thief tallies it. 40 Thief tallies it. Next up, Areola, at the time that he fought Deontay Wilder. I'm going to make this short. He was like a 7, man, if not a 6.5. But I'm going to give him 7 because his losses was only to Vladimir and Vitaly, I think, at the time. Let me double check.
Let me check.
Yeah, no,
check.
Chris made it to the big leagues real quick on HBO.
We not check.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go like a 5 with him because I think
he lost to Bermain twice. Areola did. Before he lost to Wilder, right? Let me see. When he fought Wilder, where's Wilder?
He fought Wilder 2016.
What? 16? Oh yeah. Hell yeah. So he lost to Vitaly and Vlad. No, Vitaly.
And
he lost
and
to Vitaly.
Drew with Kasai.
He lost to Vitaly, Adamic, Bermain. Damn.
Yes.
But he was
I'll give him.
He was like
out.
I said, whatever I said the first time, that's what he was, like a 7 or a 6.5.
Nah, you need to go upon review, Chulo. Come on, be real. Upon review.
Nah, 6.5.
Come on. Upon review.
6.5.
Okay, I'm giving him a 3.
Okay.
I mean, she consistent, though.
No,
with her low numbers.
She consistent with her hate because Chris Areola just dropped Andy Ruiz, the former and first unified champ.
That was off the Wilder.
Exactly.
You said we're not doing things about after.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
we can't vote on
so
after.
Now you're saying, only way you think he got any better was because he knocked down Ruiz? That makes no sense.
No, you said we're rating them of the time that they fought Wilder, not of the stuff, not of the outcome of the fight.
Yeah.
We're
off
going,
the words. Off the words.
Listen.
Afterwards.
Yeah, keep your two or your 3, whatever you said.
It was
longer.
A 3.
All right.
Get out your damn feelings.
That was a 3 for Chris Areola. And
yes,
Ness gave
please.
Him a 6.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a 5. I think that before before he fought Deontay Wilder, he never, his weight, he wasn't disciplined. He was a sloppy-looking fighter.
Yeah.
So I'm judging him based off of that and his record. Didn't make him a boogeyman, you know what I'm saying?
I like Chris Areola, though. See what you did.
You like the new Chris Areola.
Yeah, I like the new Chris Areola.
Right,
yeah.
I could read you.
I hear you. Next guy is Spielka.
Ooh, Spielka.
Spielka. Oh, who has Spielka lost to before Wilder?
Spielka came in and out.
Spielka, he had beat... Mike Perez, I think, or no?
How do you spell his name so I can just make sure I know it?
It's S-Z-P-I-L-K.
Yeah. He had lost to Jennings already.
Oh, wait.
He had lost to, just go to Wilder, girl, stay on Wilder resume. Crazy.
No, but I need to see Spielka.
I know, but if you back
find him on the resume,
if you
yeah.
stay on Wilder's, right? Every time we go to the name, you click the name, then you backspace back to Wilder. Wait for the next name. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Come
yo,
on.
I'm pretty fair, man. I'm giving Arthur Spielka a 5 because, you know, seems scary, right? He had all the heart. But his resume... You know, you didn't believe in him when he stepped in that ring to fight Deontay Wilder that he would win.
Nah.
And I know no one on his resume except Brian Jennings.
I can't even see Wilder on his resume.
And Thomas Adamick. But
and I don't know that name.
But Spilker,
so I'll give him a five. Spilker
was
solid
a
five.
Spilker was a legit.
He lost the Kawanaki.
Yeah, that's after. Spilker was a legit 4.5, 5, man. Legit.
I gave him a solid 5, heavy 5 that Chan can't hold.
He was short, man. He was short and small. He was better off at cruiserweight than heavyweight.
I'll tell you what I can hold, Enrique. You don't know what I can hold.
Oh, this became that kind of show?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Ness being quiet.
I'm looking for
comments. I hold more than 5.
Like fill up 5 or?
I'm holding about 7.58.
7.5 or 8.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay. That's what it
takes
to fill
the
garage.
I think I'm a 7.5 and I'm pretty strong with it.
Muy interesante.
Mm-hmm.
So we done talking about filling the garage?
What May said, it ain't your pencil, is how you write your name.
Who May?
I don't like pencil.
That was just a reference. That was just a metaphor. That was a metaphor. It had nothing to do with that.
I'm so tight right now. I made all this coffee and there ain't no sugar. You ever had that happen? I'm tight. Just saying.
Oh, Chan here, she the sugar.
I
thought you didn't have any game.
I got five.
I don't have
any
game.
It's rising.
Yo, I got 5.
Comeback.
Yo, don't be trying to use my lines. Get out of here.
Come on, man. That's Nas line.
Yo, I put that in your head, though. But anyway, Spilker, I gave him a 4.
Chulo, but it's 3-way, man. This is your chance for a 3-way. You guys are fucking rubbish, man. Come on, man.
Nah, I want you to give me the number for Spilker.
They're not
trying to deflect.
Look. Look, this is a free day. Nah, I want you to give me the number for Spilker.
You're trying to deflect.
All right. Come on, man.
You're trying to deflect.
The number for Spilker. Woo. The number.
She came in thick after that.
Yeah.
Wait. I can, but I'm going to.
And she in bed at 5 a.m.? Probably
no,
got on like
5 o'clock on the dot. I'm in the drop top.
Building the street.
My man put it. Hashtag 7 inches.
What'd he say? What somebody say?
7.5, okay.
Earthquake said hashtag 7 inches. Y'all terrible, man.
Some man can only hashtag it because they don't really got it.
Ooh wee.
Yo, is you gonna give us Spilker? Is you gonna give us Spilker?
Yeah, I'm gonna give Spilker a 3.
She got Spilker under her mattress.
No, I haven't.
She spilker that milker.
You're so stupid. You are so stupid.
That shit was so corny. That shit was wow.
Ness, get a sound effect for how shit that fucking was.
She had that spilker.
No, you didn't, Enrique. You went up to a fucking 3 in your game, and now you've gone to a -2. You better build your way back up.
That's all right. I'm the underdog. I always come up. Mm.
Okay, let's see.
Yo.
Mitty texted me right now. Up too early. Yo, what's up with Chan?
Yo. Shan, did you give your Spilker?
Spilker, she already got the...
Oh, a 3?
Three.
Damn, she put everybody at a 3. Luis Ortiz is even with Spilker and Gerald Washington.
That's the crazy part. Now it makes sense to her, though. Next rating, she'll be a little different.
Yeah. We're going to Duopas.
Wow.
Johan Duopas, at the time that he fought Wilder. When did he fight Wilder? At the time he was undefeated. He was undefeated at the time he fought Wilder somehow. Oh, no, Wilder was undefeated at the time he fought him. So that means that I don't know how many losses this guy had. He had 1 versus Eric Ntempa, who tested positive, little fucker. Then he had another. Damn. Yeah, he had another versus.
Wait.
He lost to Francisco Pianetta. This better not be the Pianetta Fury beat.
Is that the one that Tyson fought?
Oh, my fucking God. He lost to the dude Tyson was playing with. Tyson played with that Pianetta dude. That was crazy.
You're acting like that was some elite fight.
What are you talking about?
That was Tyson and Pianetta. It's not a big fight.
We're saying the same thing, Shan. I'm saying how could Duopar have lost to Pianetta when Pianetta was a fucking play toy for Fury? But yeah, I mean, with that, taking that into consideration, come on, you lost to fucking Pianetta before you fought Wilder.
Numbers be going down out here, man. What do you want me to give a number?
Yeah, that's it. He was like a legit five, man. Fucking a five, if not less. Let me see. Oh, he beat Manuel Char. How you beat? This is insane. How do you beat
Manuel Char that held the belt for like 5 years? Don Charles.
Exactly.
Don Array.
That's what I'm saying. So you beat a dude that went on to be a champion right before you fought Wilder. Somehow he got that win. I mean, I don't know. I'm still keeping the five.
Mahmoud Char.
Johan Duopar, ladies and gents. Johan Duopar. What is your score?
I don't even know him.
What?
And no one on his resume.
What? That's what this game is all about, man.
I only know Deontay Wilder, and if this fight were tomorrow night, I'm gonna not even give Dohan a chance.
Uh-huh.
Or Dupas, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Duopar.
But I'm gonna give him a four, real heavy, solid four.
Yeah.
Because he's a pro fighter. And he made his way to a Deontay Wilder, who at the time was
a champion,
right?
Champion.
So that makes Duopar what? The contender, the mandatory
contender,
what?
The contender.
So four.
Oh, you give him a four.
Yeah, I give him a four. That's more than you gave Luis Ortiz. Damn.
Mm-hmm. No. I gave him
3.5. 2.5. Moving on, we got Melina. Eric Melina, the drummer boy.
Melina.
Eric Melina had a loss already to Chris Areola and
Anthony Joshua.
No, before he fought Wilder. This is all before Wilder. Joshua fought him after Wilder, remember?
After.
Remember Chula?
I do remember Chula.
Remember Bias? Remember Bias? So Drummer Boy lost his first fight like
Bias. Recuerda, tonto.
He lost his first fight like B-Hop, and then he went on to only lose to Areola.
What do you mean like B-Hop? He got punched out the ring?
No, B-Hop. Remember B-Hop's first pro fight he lost?
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were saying that he got punched out
of
the ring.
Nah, but I mean, end of story, he's a four, man. This guy's a four.
Eric Melina?
Yeah.
He's a school teacher. He's not even a full-time fighter.
Four.
A school teacher beat Manny Pacquiao. I remember that.
Yeah.
Jeff Horn.
Yeah. I don't know if she knows boxing. Thank you, Enrique.
Mm-hmm.
I said Jeff Horn. Didn't I just fucking say that?
Nah. I thought you said Robert Stieglitz.
No, I said
Eric Molina probably be telling his students, look, guys, whoever making all that noise when I turn my back,
I'll punch you lot up.
Just remember who I am.
I ain't got no time for you lot. I just got fucked up by Wilder.
As soon as he turned his back. Oh, word, teacher. Didn't Wilder beat your ass?
Yo,
he could have never been my teacher. I got
can we
out.
Get,
okay.
Can we get
him,
your
like,
scores?
Whoa.
Can we get your scores?
You
though?
Can in good time. Wait, I'm just glossing over. So I
he lost to
good.
Chris Areola. That's all I know on his resume. But he did make it to Deontay Wilder. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give him I'm going to give him, to be fair, I think he would give Spilka a good-ass fight. Did they have a fight? I'll give him a four.
Right, why don't, just look at the
book. I'll give him a four. I'll give him a four.
What if I give you a
four? You won't give me a four, because what if I give you an eight?
What does the eight consist of?
What does the four consist of?
Four little things.
All right. Well, mine is like eight major things that I've done.
So if we combine the eight and the four, we got 12 things.
Mm.
Right.
Those.
But I've my eight comes from like how many effects I got out of you.
Right. I do. Okay.
Exactly. That's a good thing.
Got it.
Woo. Because that's you try to fight back.
That's what you try to. Okay. So it's what is it, grappling? So does it turn MMA?
Is it grappling?
Does it turn MMA?
I mean, possibly could turn MMA. You like rough play?
Oh,
they don't know about me. You know, people don't know about me. If you really know about me, my real life.
I'm learning about you, and if you give me a four, I'm gonna be like, your eye exam is overdue.
No, I didn't mean four out of like oh, I'll give you a four out of ten. See me, like this, like Ness always says, my mind is,
I didn't say rating.
Oh, okay. My mind is always quite gutter.
Gutter.
It's in the gutter.
Shorter.
No, why do you have to say it like you're dilapidating? Why does Americans do this?
Shorter.
No. We're going to get this right before we move on. And don't do it again until I teach you how to do it. Sure.
Sure.
No, why is your mouth doing that?
My mouth is accustomed for one way only, not the way that you want me to put my mouth.
Okay, well, I want you to put your mouth.
And I said mouth with an F at the
put
end.
Put it in your mouth.
So say Shaw.
What letter is at the end? Shaw. What letter should I put?
S-H-O.
Show.
No, Shaw.
Oh, we pronounce S-H-O, show.
I'm teaching you how to pronounce it in a British accent, Enrique.
Shaw. It sounds like there's an L there, though. Shaw.
You're bad.
I'm brand
shotter.
New.
All right, say ta.
Shotter.
Yeah, shotter.
Shotter.
No, just be American. It's all right.
Well, thanks for listening to my problems. It's all about you.
Oh, dear. That's where we at. Chulo. Cuéntame.
We waiting for y'all to get them scores.
Who? Which geezer?
Yo, I gave Eric Molina.
Eric Molina.
I gave him a light four.
Eric Molina gets a. I'll give Molina a three.
All right.
Is it heavy or is it light?
Severn is a 10 for me. He was an undefeated WBC champ.
Severn. Yeah, I thought we were doing Eric Molina.
We did that. You said
three.
Okay.
You said three, I said four,
and he said whatever he said.
I said four as well.
Exactly.
I said a light four.
Light four. So now we're moving on to Bermain Stavern, the first fight. So for me, that was a 10. He was an undefeated WBC champ.
That he got a vacant belt. Did he get that vacantly? Or?
I thought he fought... Chris Arreola for it.
Wait, the first fight, he went 12 rounds.
Yeah.
So I could see that. But I'm not going to go to perfection with a 10.
Exactly. Ness is tapping.
I mean, you're undefeated.
Just be
you're
on
undefeated.
Review, fam. Okay.
All right.
So
this is my thing. So if Luis Ortiz is an 8 in Enrique's opinion, and he wasn't a champ, but he was undefeated, what the fuck is a champion?
I'm talking about
you lot was overrating in the first place. When I did Anthony Joshua, I did it fair. And when you matched up my numbers,
you ain't doing shit.
I said,
when I
won't.
Joshua numbers. It was the same as yours. What are you talking about?
Crazy.
I said I'm not gonna go to perfection. I'm gonna say that the only reason why he made his way to Deontay Wilder was for the Chris Ariola wins, because everybody before that, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Every time, what do we rate them? I'm just gonna make them go majorly low just to bring the whole average down, because you're not playing fair.
I was gonna go more for like a ten.
Shan, don't nobody care. You can keep voting twos and threes. We don't care.
I'll vote 0.5.
She messing up score, by
so void it. Vote 0.5.
That's too low.
I purposely want you to so we can show your bias.
No, because you're capping, you're showing your bias.
I'm sure. Listen,
Enrique,
you have your opinion. The chat is
here. Enrique, listen to me. Are you listening to me, Enrique?
I'm here.
Okay. Try to play this game as fairly as possible. I enjoyed it. I said, yeah, I'll do Anthony Joshua. I did Anthony Joshua mad fair. When he tallied it up, I had the same tally as what he had previous to me even playing the game.
We didn't tally it. You lying. You're just making shit up. You're making
You're defending yourself. Just keep scoring.
Well,
you don't need to defend
yourself. Shit. Look at Bob standing next to Canelo. You fucking...
Are you going to defend me?
In what way, though?
Right, be a gentleman and don't let Ness keep attacking me and calling me a liar.
Don't let Ness keep attacking me.
I mean, I'm going to say you're not a liar. I'm just going to say that you're scoring really low. You like, what's the lady name, Anita Bird?
I like low.
So there you go. But I'm gonna go with
these guys. Can't take my bench. We're gonna have to get some UK guys up on this show, because these are like
they don't survive because
because of Ness. That's why they don't survive. Because of Ness.
Oh, they don't survive because they can't take their favorite fighter. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. When we talk about AJ, you fucking, your panties, like, they up in a bunch.
Her panties filker real quick.
Her panties filker.
She filker.
Now that shows some game right there. Her panties filker. That's fucking right. Every time she talk about AJ, she spilkers. This shit is ridiculous.
Trace spilker on the ground. Drop. Wow. Out.
They leave. Your ones go. I'm always here. So.
It's ridiculous at this point, Shan, as much as you love this man. But anyway.
Yo, I'm going to give Bermaine Stiverne 8.5.
I get really jealous. You see my
your Twitter handle?
He gets really jealous when I watch Anthony.
Who?
Any guy that I date, anyway. They get really mad about.
Date weak, insecure men?
No, I don't know. I don't only date weak and secure men. And I thought, I don't understand. They're very good looking men. They're just like, why do you like him so much?
Said they get jealous. So
they do. They get a bit like funny. Oh, turn the TV over. Turn it over. I'm like, that's just them. Sorry.
Anyway. Like, yo, she got access.
Yeah, I think that's what they're thinking. She may have some access to dude now. So, you know. Run over there, get a quick one off of him.
Yo,
oh, what did you just bang on?
So, table. Shan, what did you say Stiverne was?
Here comes Ness,
his rigidity. All right. Where are we back? We're back to the world of spot boxing. Who was I voting for?
Stiverne. Before he fought Wilder, and he fought him twice. So it's the first time when he went 12 rounds, and the result doesn't matter.
Okay.
It was based off of who he was or is.
I give the main Stiverne a 7.
Okay, that was fair. I think that was like the fairest score you gave so far.
All my scores.
Hey,
I think her lessons were learned right now.
No, because I knew where I was going. I knew I was going up. I know what's on the resume.
Hey, yo, is 40 thieves? Is 40 Deep like, is 40 Deep from like the UK?
Wow, what did he say?
Out of all the names he could have chose, the next two names is Jason Gavern.
Yeah, he did that for Chen.
I mean, Jason Gavern, I don't know. What is he, a two?
What's Lady Shan's Twitter handle? Can you give that?
Come Box with Chan.
No, it's not Come Box with Chan. It's Twitter at Lady Shan. LadyChan. Double N. You missed the super chat, Ness. You're so whacked for that.
Oh, Jeff.
You did. And it was asking me something. All I saw was Shan. And then
Valdez getting touched.
And you was like, oh, just because it says your name at the top doesn't
his
mean that we stop the show.
There.
His reflex is not there. You're terrible.
He makes you pay money into super chats. He doesn't even fucking read them.
Good body shot by Conciao. Good body shot by Conciao with the right hand.
What's the super chat, Chan? Read it.
He's mad.
I can't see it now.
I can't see it. You can see it.
Maybe next week.
James Benitez said, Shan, how do you feel about one-night stands? Have you ever had one? If so, would you ever have one again? I only, when they get clingy after a one-night off.
He's fronting. First of all, people front with that clingy thing, but go ahead.
Okay. So...
I don't know what he meant.
He's saying that he hates it maybe when they get clingy after a one-night stand type story or so.
Hmm.
All right, so have I ever had one?
You sure you want to answer that?
I toured
a lot of places for my job.
Hmm.
And so...
Like United States and America, New York?
I did LA and Vancouver, but this dude was in Australia.
Oh, you had your little Aussie.
Yeah, so after my show.
You went to Australia.
No, I was in Australia performing. So
He was down under, Enrique.
He was at my show. He was at my show.
He went down under.
I was down under. Yeah, so after the show finished, then we hooked up.
But how though? Like, wait. A little more detail, like, he was an audience member and waved at you.
Oh, he was a fan. He was a sexy fan.
Yeah,
so,
but he was.
So was he like,
fly.
Hey, Lady Chan?
He was fly. He was fucking awesome. He was from Denmark. He was from where did I think that?
Yeah, I can tell it was a one night stand. But I'm saying though, like, was it? Yo, Lady Chan, I love your performance. Let me buy you a drink. Let's talk. I'm feeling. Oh, damn, you pretty. Like, what was it?
Remember, I'm performing, so I got my whole rider. I've got all drinks and that. Free, chilling out with the promoter.
She got a rider, man.
Yeah, but he don't. He's not thinking like, oh, she got everything. He's like, yo, let me buy you a drink.
No, we don't care. It's just like, yo, I take some of my rider back to the hotel. Whatever, we gone.
Oh, so it was that abrupt? It was like, yo, you down? Yeah, down.
He just took my hand.
Okay. But, so he was mad aggressive. We
not,
fucking.
Not, it wasn't mad aggressive, but it was just.
He was just assertive. Forward. He was just forward.
It was just assertive. And I knew
like,
I knew what it was. So we jumped in the
cab.
The car.
He had the car. Or you jumped in the cab.
No, cab that was for my car. That was for me to take me back to my hotel.
Oh, okay. And y'all just got it in.
No, we just played Ring a Ring a Rosie.
Now, did you rate it? What did you rate it?
What did I rate it?
Yeah, what did you rate it? Was it a good experience? Was it like,
it was epic.
Fuck,
it was epic. It was epic because he looked like if you saw what this dude looked like in his build, fucking hell. He was about 6'4", 6'5". He looked like a god.
So similar to me then.
To Chulo.
Oh my God, Valdez almost fell.
A bit similar to Chulo.
Yo, Valdez looking weak, right?
Yeah, he is.
If you
yo.
See what he looked like, then
Valdez
going
want
like,
a rematch. Valdez want a rematch.
Guys,
yo, what's the Aquaman name?
Like a god.
What's Aquaman's name?
What's the Aquaman?
Travis.
Name? I forgot his name.
What's her name?
Zoe Kravitz?
No, that's his stepdaughter. Lisa Bonet.
What?
He's dating. Lisa Bonet is Aquaman's wife or girlfriend.
I don't know who she is.
Lisa Bonet?
Yeah.
No, Jordan, my job wasn't sex, you fool. My job was, I'm an artist, so go and perform. Silly.
Yeah.
What?
I recently had a date, not recently, but like maybe late July, early August.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to keep eye contact because she had on like this sheer shirt and I could see her nipples were pierced and I didn't want her to catch me. And when I felt that she caught me looking, right, and this is like within like 4 minutes, right, like, oh, shit, I don't want her to see me looking at her nipples, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, oh, I see you got your nipples pierced.
Damn, Valdez, like, fast as hell, though.
She's like, yeah.
Intervening in his.
Nah, it's boxing and untitled. So I'm like, yo, I see you got your nipples pierced. She's like, yeah, you can feel them better than you can see them.
Oh, wow. She's forward.
Word. And I touched them.
And who was this?
I was like, word. This girl named Christian.
But where was that?
We was at this place called Arturo's, a pizzeria. And she wanted brick oven pizza, yeah.
She letting you touch her titties at the pizza shop.
It's like a pizza restaurant type shit. You know, Manhattan, right? Soho.
Okay. Whoa.
On Houston.
He just got clipped with a big left hook. What the hell?
Yeah. My man looking bad.
Yeah,
so anyway, I touched him better than and then I was like, damn, these feel great. And she's like, ooh, don't tempt me with a good time. And we went from 0 to 100 real quick.
100.
And we had like a good like 5 week run of pick me up, let's stay over, have a sleepover. Oh, you working in Harlem? Come to me for lunch. All kinds of shit like that.
Yeah.
And then she moved to Chicago.
Oh, damn.
Nah,
it
wasn't no love story or nothing. It was just like a one night stand
gone right. Continuation.
Like a one-night stand for 5 weeks. Wow.
Yeah,
yo, five summer weeks.
It was a run.
It was a run.
Interesting.
My stars were aligned.
Yo, just to finish, Malik Scott.
Mm.
I think I'm going to give Malik like a 5. I don't know. I don't even know his biggest win, but I think.
Oh, wait. Malik Scott, Deontay Wilder's trainer.
He fought Luis Ortiz, didn't he?
He didn't beat Ortiz. That's what I'm saying. I don't know his biggest win. I didn't Google it.
Neither will I. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm good with a 5.
Malik Scott. Malik Scott has. Wait, is that Malik Scott?
The new
Deontay
trainer.
Wilder's new trainer.
Yes, he also fought him.
Yes.
Yo, he looked crazy different.
Oh, you don't know? You don't know who that is?
And you don't know?
She even know that.
Yo, that's Puerto Rican judo. You like that reference? Yeah, Malik Scott, man, I'm gonna have to go 4 on him. Yeah.
5-4-D's on him.
I'm gonna give Malik Scott I'm gonna give Malik Scott a 3.
A 3. So previously rated scores, Canelo, 80 out of 100. Pacquiao, 76 out of 100. Loma, 75 out of 100.
Conceal's hurt.
Damn, already?
Yeah, he did a little wobble, but he's responding. He's punching back.
Yo, is that Valdez is very fast off that step jab. My man, you see that? How he darts in with that jab? But it's always that one punch. He need to add something else to that shit.
And his feints are good, too, though.
Yeah.
He got that foot.
I should think of a scenario for you guys.
What scenario?
Let me think.
Loma, 75 out of 100. Danny, 72
think of
out
a scenario.
Of 100.
Think of a...
Spence, 68 out of 100. Jermell.
Wait, how much was Spence out of 100?
68.
That's low.
Jermell Charlo was 66. And AJ was 64, Bud was 62, Gennady was 59.
And you said Canelo was 88? What's Wilder
back?
80 is Canelo.
Well, I could see that. I could see people
Shan, for the second time, I don't add it up. 40 Thief adds it up when he puts the next question. Remember, you were on the show and we did Triple G's together, remember?
Yeah, we did.
And it added up to 59. I didn't know that. He did it.
Yeah, Chan, you messing up the score for your favorite fighters.
I'll mess up your score.
No, but listen, other than Shan coming to mess up the scores, it's been consistent. If you think about it, look, Canelo has really fought the most champions of any active fighter other than Pacquiao. But Pacquiao's been losing where Canelo has not been losing. So he's got 80. Pacquiao's got 76. So that's right there. Loma, he's been winning. He only lost to Tio and obviously Salido, but he's been winning a lot. He's a 75, right under Pacquiao.
Wilder shouldn't be an 80.
I think
No one said Wilder's an 80. This is what I'm
saying. Yeah, Wilder should be 70.
You're so obsessed.
You said he was an 80 just a minute ago. You said Wilder 80.
No.
He's talking about previous scores.
Previous scores, man.
And I don't think Wilder was scored.
This is Wilder's first time. She's locomotive for Wilder. She's a locomotive for Wilder.
Sometimes you hear things. Sometimes people say things by accident.
No, but you know what they say. Exactly. The phrase.
It's the phrase. You've gone up in my estimation.
All phrases in life, Enrique, they're true. What they say,
right.
The haters are really your biggest
fans.
Let's
ignore Les on his own show.
You understand? That's what they say.
And he's talking of all that. We'll just ignore him. Yeah. We'll keep our nice bedtime sexy voices.
Boom. But this is a boxing show. So
it's like me watching boxing in the bed.
Yeah,
and
well,
getting hype. Like, yo, oh, shit.
No, well, Ness knows what it's about when he asks me to come on at 3 a.m. You know, this is what you get.
What you wearing, then?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
I'm absolutely sitting naked.
Lies.
No cap.
Lies.
Legs
that's
open
the right answer, though. That's the right answer, though.
Oh, what's she slapping?
My thigh. Naked. I'm trying to hit body parts.
And yo, I could be naked and slap my
I don't
cheek.
Gotta lie.
You mean you could be dressed
my,
and slap
okay.
me at that.
All right, hey, so on God.
I believe you.
Okay, AB. Okay, AB. And we can stop
you.
Blushing. Stop
LC.
Blushing. Don't
I believe
her.
LC.
Now she's
I was in there. I was in bed.
Now she
I sleep naked most of the time.
I don't blame
you. So do you wake up Stilka or do you like, how do you wake up?
I wake up Stuka. What's waking up?
It's so funny because now that can be used in so many different things. Like, you know, like if you wake up Stuka, like, is it spilling out? You know, or did you wake
is
up
it?
Stuka and did he lay you out? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, did you get
wake
Stuka?
I wake up Stuka if I'm in the bed by myself. No,
well,
I
you might have like.
Whoa,
you
can have a wet dream. Stop it, Shan. Wake
exactly.
up.
The last time I've ever had a wet dream, I swear to you, I've only had one in my life, and that was about.
Well, prepare to wake up very moist tomorrow morning. You just was in a threesome with Enrique Church and that's yo.
Stilka laid out.
She's about to be
double
she
gonna, Stilka.
She gonna wake up at 4 a.m. and be like,
she said double
back.
Stilka.
She going to wake up at 4 a.m. I can't fall back to sleep. Some thoughts of
Stilka.
Yo, will you have to, do you self-care?
Self-care. Do you hit the speed bag?
Do you self-care? Like, do you say, okay, I'm in the bed by myself.
No, is you punching the speed bag?
Oh, okay. I'd rather just get someone in.
Oh
okay.
Look at this guy.
So you got numbers on speed dial, like
this guy.
It's easy though when you're a girl, like you can pretty much
girls.
You know, you got speed dials.
Yeah, but you could.
I just got a boomerang ex-boyfriend I keep telling you guys this. I sure said it on the show. I throw him and he always comes back around. He's a boomerang. Yeah, so
he's
know.
A boomerang.
Yeah, I throw him, and you know, he comes back.
Oh, like.
But you must love it because it comes back, and you don't. You mean like
I control the comeback.
So at the end of the night, he's like, girl, let me lay in the bed with you. You know I love you, and you like, nah, leave.
I'm like, nah. I'm like, nah. Go lie on the sofa.
Lies. You lying?
I do.
Girl, come give me a kiss. Girl, come on. You know you be thinking about me.
Man,
nah.
You know he be baby boying your ass.
Gonna get to know me a little longer, and then you're my personality. And when I say stuff, you're gonna say, "Yeah, she ain't capping." I don't got a cap. I just would either say nothing or just, what I'm saying is, we'll do whatever in the bed, and then I like to sleep a certain way, he likes to sleep a certain way. I'll be like, "Oh, go lie in the."
Shit, come on, we all know he be baby boying you. You gotta go make breakfast afterwards.
Oh no, he make me. He make me.
Oh yeah.
I believe that. I could believe that. That's a simp, and she knew simp.
Not simp. How is it a simp when it's someone?
Because what was it? He over what?
He's been your dude for nearly like 3 years. How is that a simp? We just don't work out all the time consistently, but we.
I'm sorry if somebody ain't trying to.
Okay,
somebody,
let me just say it.
He's definitely a simp. Nah.
Yeah, you protecting him.
Yeah, you protecting him. He definitely a simp. He's been with you 3 years.
No.
He been with you.
He got to sleep on the couch.
He been with you 3 years. No, let us talk now. It's our turn to talk. We interpreted what you said. You've been fucking with him for 3 years.
He
wants more.
Couch.
He wants more, and you don't give him more. You call him when you want. You tell him to leave when you want. You tell him to leave when you want, and you tell him he can't sleep in your bed. Get the fuck out. That's the definition.
No, because it's gone that way. Sometimes he lives here for like a month, and then. Sometimes I'm like, I need some space. And sometimes he comes for like 3 days.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah,
I think you did say something like that before. I swear I remember you saying something like that before. Mm-hmm.
He's got his own place.
About somebody like living in and leaving and I don't know. Somewhere.
That's kind of weird. It ain't weird that part. Right?
Nah,
y'all boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But the weird part is like,
I remember now.
If I spilk of you,
no,
you lay
him a
out,
pass.
I'm going to hold you.
No, Enrique.
Because you're the new guy,
Enrique.
You spilk of me. If the new guy spilk of me, he stays in the bed. But what I'm saying is my guy, he gets on my nerves off a while if he gets out the bed.
That's crazy.
I love this spilk of a game, a motherfucking verb. Listen,
so you better be able to lay it down and throw it down, mister. That's the only way you get to stay in my bed, if you do a good job.
There it is.
Oh, you give me an invite? Like, is that an invite?
Nah, that's
a private passport.
That's an expensive invite.
Oh, that's general.
That's
okay.
An expensive invite, man.
You being general. I thought you were talking about me.
When Ness does a border wars over here, we do a threesome spilker.
I spilk all on your cheek.
Oh, Lord.
You would like that, right?
I don't know what spilker is, so I can't answer that question.
Spilker is like the body fluid that comes
out.
I don't know.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Spilker could be so much. Just look at the way that it's spelled. It's like spill. So if something's spilling... It could be so much in this conversation, right? And then the way that he was knocked out. So if you got spilked, it could be after I thrash you, that's how you laid out. You know what
got
I mean?
Twisted
like
out.
Spilker, you know what I'm saying?
Twisted out.
That's a job. To wake up like the next day like I've been in a fight.
Mm. Well, that's
yo,
what,
my man got
that's
hurt.
You gonna be
Conciel got punched and held
that's
his head.
He ain't really doing much though. Like
he ain't doing much, but he got hit in the head.
In terms of accuracy though, but he looks good in his movement and stuff and confidence, but like accuracy ain't really there. And I seen Valdez land a huge left hook a little bit early. Seeing just landed another one right there.
And Valdez is also cutting the ring off.
But damn, my man is moving way too much. He tripping. He respect that power for real.
He walking too.
Wow.
Yeah. So where were we?
Let me see if we got any soupies.
We all night talk with Chan Friday night.
Enrique.
Nah, I mean Ness, calm, stop.
Enrique.
but it's going to be called Chulo and Enrique.
Oh. Yo, so I got this super chat from James for Sean. Here's the biggest BS convo starter I hate hearing is, what's your love language? Most women say this, but deep down, y'all want to get your back blown and receive gifts. What is your love language, or am I right?
Yeah, that's a real thing, though, but let's hear
wait,
it.
Your name's not Shan.
No, yeah. I want to hear it, Shan, because that's a real question. Because
right,
I kind of relate to that a little bit.
Uh-oh, Enrique with his little, Enrique's gone, what do you call it, Enrique?
Like, what are you talking about?
All right, let me answer James.
Let Chan answer.
So, yes. I like getting my back blown out, so that would be a yes. And I don't necessarily, it's not about gifts. I don't date men for gifts, but it depends where the relationship's going. If we're just, you know, fucking about, then to be respect. I make my own money. I like to buy gifts for the guy as well. So it's not about, oh, I want this and I want that.
And you're a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo as well, yeah. So I clock what my guy likes and then I'll buy it for him. And most of the time, if a guy buys me something, then it's cool, but it's not about that. But yeah, I do like the rough and tumble. I am a sexual person.
I can tell.
Look at Enrique.
You wax or shave. Your armpit.
Not me.
I'm on the TV naked. Because I just lifted up my arm to show you my pit.
We ain't talking about, I'm not talking about no pit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what are you talking about? You're talking about a different pit.
I was talking about the different pit.
That pit you're talking about.
Yeah, that pit.
Okay, that I shave it.
Oh wow.
So
shaving doesn't give you marks? Like, you know, sometimes, you know, down there that shit sensitive.
It depends if you get I don't get a lot of those, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a lot, because you have to, if you're going to shave it, you shave it and then you have to let it grow. If you keep on shaving it too much, like you can't shave it every week, then you'll start fucking shit up. But
why not just go with the wax?
I do wax sometimes, but sometimes I notice the wax, it just depends. The wax doesn't, I don't think it does a clean enough job. Sometimes I do that one where you put the cream on and then you shower it off and it.
Oh, like the Nier.
Yeah, Nier. That's better.
That's better
for me than strip.
All right, cool. So, what's your love language?
Tell me. I've heard of this love language. It's real popular.
It's been popular for a long time, but on Twitter, I keep coming across it. Like, yo, and then the girl I told you about, Christian. She liked words of affirmation, which was like she liked to be called beautiful, you're smart. Like, she loved compliments, right? And I would compliment her.
Sound like she was a little bit insecure.
Not.
That's a love language.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's a love language. Like, girls that like acts of services or receiving gifts, you know, or quality time. Or physical touch. She liked physical touch and affirmations, right? So I did think that too. Like, damn, if you need the words of affirmation,
you just sound needy.
But
right
that
now.
makes her feel good. It's a language. So
okay,
her lover should. That's how she would fall in love with a person.
Uh-huh,
you follow
words
of affirmation and physical touch. If your physical touch is whack, giving a physical touch, but she ain't gonna fall in love with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It depends, because sometimes I'm not very
So there's five of them. You could be one or two. You could be all. It's just a certain order, right? So I just Googled them, and words of affirmation is number one. Quality time is number two. Physical touch, number three. Acts of service, number four. And receiving gifts is number five. So which is yours?
Mine will be quality time.
That's your number one.
Nah, fuck that. Acts of love, if anything.
I need quality time.
Acts of service, you mean?
No, I need quality time.
Acts of service.
So I need quality time is number one. Because, you know, you get guys, oh, I've got to go down the go down the road and I've got to do something. I'll be back in 20 minutes, yeah? And I've got to do... No, I don't like dudes like that. So quality time. If we're hanging, we're hanging. If we're hanging, we're hanging. And we don't have to be doing anything. Like, we don't have to always, oh, shall we do this? We can do other stuff, but we can just chill at home. It's not a problem. And what else do I like? I like a bit of, what did you say with the
affection? Man.
Touch.
Hell yeah,
physical touch. Physical touch has to run. That has to be happening.
Yeah, that's
I think
be.
That's everybody.
That's how you start.
Yeah.
Yeah, but physical touch seems like it's not your thing because you sent old boy to the couch.
Oh, yeah, because...
kissing, holding hands, cuddling, skin to skin touching. That's physical touch.
Yeah.
I know, babe. I know. But you know what? Just don't use him as the as a gauge of how I am. It's just in this setting, it's like that. Trust me, it's a bit complicated.
Ooh,
and it just
right
works
there.
Better that way.
Right.
Yo, whoa.
And guess what? No. Guess what? Because he was kind of like that before, yeah? So when I stopped being like, kind of like affectionate, guess what happened? Now he bombards me with it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So maybe his language is physical touch.
Yeah.
No, he didn't like physical touch before. This is what I'm saying. With him, it was weird. He didn't like physical touch before like that. So I kind of just fell back on it. So I was like, yeah. And then the minute when I stopped doing it, he started
good right hand, Valdez.
I don't know. So now I don't really give him that much physical touch as such. He gives it to me.
Right.
Like
so that's the code. That's
uh-huh.
the code of
and any man need to be
love.
Giving it to the woman. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Yes, I like physical touch.
Yo, Conceal was just swinging for the fences, bro.
Yeah.
Can he say his physical touch next?
Yeah, he could. I'm multitasking. That's
yeah. And it's a boxing show, so it's good. Because I'm watching a fight on my right side.
Trying
and
to get the fight up.
ESPN Plus.
Conceal moving too much. There's no way he's going to win this fight moving like that. Like, judges ain't going to score for him like that. He can't be.
It's too late for him. He gave up. He gave up. He's doing
that's
the rigging down.
That's just so out. Wow. And it's outdoors.
Well, the other guy's on Valdez is on juice. So,
wow.
Allegedly.
No, it's not allegedly.
No, both tests tested positive.
Oh, but that don't enhance his performance, though. That was for him to lose weight.
I mean...
It's still a PE because it gives you stamina, endurance, the stuff that you'll need if you want to link up with me. So, yeah, it gives you all of those types of things.
Valdez hit my man on the chest and almost dropped him. Lord, imagine that shit would have been on the chin.
That one went over your head, didn't it, Enrico?
Wow.
Not at all. Actually, my whole body felt it. I was watching this replay.
Whoa, what happened? What happened? I missed it.
You're too busy running your mouth. I'm having no sour. Just listen to what we're saying on the low.
On the low.
Yeah. So my love language, same thing, man. I like physical touch. And I like, this is crazy, but I like words of affirmation too, man.
Oh man, so you, but yo, come on, man.
You
realize, man.
Nah, not that. Y'all crazy.
You're great, Enrique. You got a great radio voice, Enrique. You a great creator, Enrique. You be having great designs, man. You a magnificent shirt designer. Yo, you an amazing director, man. You be shooting. And, bro, you put me in frame, bro. You make me look like a star because you a star. Yo,
oh,
Rihanna.
Now you overly doing it.
Nah, you the man, champ. You the man. What you mean? Oh,
okay.
Good left hook.
With that voice, you wouldn't want those affirmations.
Talking to the mic, Shan. Can't nobody hear you.
If your affirmations came with that voice, you wouldn't want those affirmations
you
anymore.
You a
with
hater.
Voice.
You
that's a
hater.
Corner man in the fight, though, right there.
You a hater.
Yo, Enrique! You got him!
Remember that? Yo, yeah.
Yo, that shit was like, fucking, I got him.
Gonciao can't land one right hand, this motherfucker.
I mean, he looked good for two rounds, but
two
now
rounds.
It's not.
His accuracy ain't there.
And it looks like he's sparring, man, where Valdez is fighting. I'm actually more surprised that Valdez haven't finished him, you know, the way Bert Chelt was coming at him. He should
Let's
be able to.
Go. Let me log on. Let me see if I see this fight real quick.
Let it go. Let me see.
Let me see if I see this fight real
quick.
What time is it? 6 a.m.?
Are you putting me to bed?
Nah, I'm just curious. It's Saturday morning.
Well, you don't got to know.
King Bourne said, who y'all got winning in the fight between a Siberian bear and yo, King Bourne here?
Enrique, I think I got too much of a slick mouth for you. Too far. I think I'm too forward. So.
Ooh, Enrique, she too forward for you.
Mm.
Oh, you was matching up with me? I didn't know that.
I'm too forward for you.
She's too forward for you.
See, you didn't even know I was matching up with you. Definitely, I'm definitely too forward for you. Then.
I was being sarcastic, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Ness gets it.
I get it.
Chulo gets it.
El chulo.
Besos para ti.
Yo.
That sounds like a song.
Yo, so King Bourne said, who wins in a Siberian tiger versus a grizzly bear? I've never even heard of a Siberian tiger. Which one
that's the one with
I
the
have.
Long tooth.
No, that's a saber tooth.
No, that's a saber tooth.
Yeah. What's the Siberian? The one with the white and black stripes?
And I think the saber tooth are extinct, my G.
Yeah,
exactly.
They are extinct.
Mm.
They only exist in that movie. What was that movie with the saber tooth cartoon? Remember? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
They got like three of them shits.
Yo, they pants.
No, you're not talking about He-Man, are you?
Nah, the one where it's like... They frost or something like that. I don't know. Everything is
what,
melting.
What, Spidey and Friends?
The one is melting.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
No recuerdo. Lo siento.
Me neither.
Suavemente.
Suavemente.
Terrible.
No more questions?
I mean, they all boxing questions. You know these people boxers, man.
I know these people just want to talk about boxing from dusk till dawn. They don't even want to get a little freaky deaky leaky with it.
No. Yo, you got a girl here that want to get freaky deaky leaky and she's
that's
slurring
thought,
and everything.
I thought that's what I'm not slurring.
She naked on. No,
naked,
you like have some
naked.
Spittle in your mouth, like. She
no,
she naked.
Leaky. There was no spit on my mouth. Leaky,
whoa.
Leaky, leaky.
Sound like some spittle came out.
No, spittle came out, boo-boo.
You have to, like, wipe
yo,
your lip.
Yo, we
like,
got Benitez
wipe
keeping
my
us
lip.
Going. Benitez keeping us going. James said, could you...
I'm looking at you like, you're so stupid. Go ahead. Sorry,
this is you. You like this.
Yo, so Benitez says... Shit. Fucking made me lose it because y'all wildin'.
Ain't me watching some Spice.
Could you no longer be with someone... You are no longer physically attracted to? Shan, could you be with a man that can't physically perform? Why?
Nope.
Why not?
Nope. Tried it. I've tried it, man. Tried it. Can't run for me. Can't run. It's a point blank no. Sorry.
That's a no. And, I can't be with anybody I'm not physically attracted to. That's too much of a job.
How does that happen, being with someone? No, I tell you, I've been with someone and then lost the attraction for them. I've lost the attraction for them.
Yeah,
and that's
that
when I know that the relationship's over because I don't want them to touch me or anything.
He cheated on you, that's why. You ain't losing.
No.
You never go from thinking someone is attractive to all of a sudden he's not attractive. Fuck out of there. That shit don't happen.
No,
I've
gone out with guys where it's my boyfriend, but in the end, I stopped. I'm not attracted to him anymore.
It's something
when
he
it comes
did.
To,
you can't just
no,
not be
not,
attracted
babe,
to him anymore.
Babe, it's not. I'm like that. And then when it goes, we have to go to bed. There's always a problem. So I make up an excuse. I'll be like, I'm not in the mood. But I did that like for like weeks. And then it went into months. And he was going crazy. Because he was like, what the fuck?
I don't
we lived
know
together.
But
no,
I don't know.
It's happened.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
and then another
impossible.
Guy I went out with, he didn't perform quite well in bed. And I thought, all right, I'm going to, like, teach him some bits. He was older than me. That was the thing. It was crazy.
Damn, you took the time to teach him. What he had going on? Why was he worth it that you said, Dan, that first session wasn't worth it? I'm going to let him date me again, take me back out. I'm going to give him the 90 one more time, and I'm going to give him instructions. What the fuck? He had a good-ass job. What he had?
He was a touring artist. Had a really good job. Yeah.
A touring artist. All right. I don't even know
that he was making money touring with his music.
Yeah. He's very popular. I don't want to say
He was an artist, like a performer.
Yeah.
But he was an indie artist, I'm sure.
No, he's on a label.
Oh, but he's like radio player?
Everybody's on a label these days. Who's not on the label?
Well, no, this is like, I'm going back like 10 years, 10, 12, 13 years.
Ja Rule.
What's love?
Got to do.
See, this is our duet.
This is what Enrique ain't got. He ain't got that. Come on, Weezy. You were supposed to jump in queue, man.
I know.
You need to come rub this. Yeah.
That was the typical comeback.
No, but can I just finish? I was with him for 5 years.
Talking to the mic, Lady Slang.
I was with him for 5 years, and it just got to the point where I didn't want to sleep with him anymore,
That's some bullshit that only women go through. Like, first of all, she lying. She ain't telling the truth. You don't just stop being physically attracted to a girl. Enrique, have you ever met a girl?
What do you mean? It's to a man.
All right. That's cool. We flipping it for us now. I've never been attracted to a girl that all of a sudden I'm like, you know what?
Because he couldn't fuck good enough.
That's different. That's what you gotta say.
But what part of
being physically attracted? Because that don't make no sense.
I liked everything else about him. So I was with him for 5 years trying to make it work,
right,
and it was getting worse and worse. And I thought maybe I told him and I said, "You got to do like we'll try this little all right,
but
whatever."
That is completely different from what you were saying. Like, that's different. You still think he looked good. He just can't fuck.
physically attractive, I'm thinking about, like, his physique.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because he couldn't fuck good, it made me less physically attracted to him, though.
Mm-hmm.
See?
But, honey,
what about,
honey, how
like,
many times I said it was something he did? You don't just lose attraction. Motherfucker, he couldn't fuck you right. What are you talking about?
It was something he didn't do.
He couldn't do the do, so that affected her. It had an effect on her.
And you had the conversation like, look, boo.
I had the conversation.
Not doing it right? I don't understand that. Like, what is that? Like,
he just come too quick.
Oh, okay. So you saying you that good?
Yeah, I mean, you made him nervous. You supposed.
What if he was like, yo, boo? I don't know. What if he's like, boo? Boo, that wop. That wop.
Yeah, that's what he always used to say. But at the end of the day, you're gonna.
Oh, that was recently.
Discipline. No, it's not recently.
Oh, he didn't use the phrase wop.
He didn't use wop. No, meaning like the stuff, the good. In today's phrase, but yeah.
He was saying goodies, man. He from, what's that girl name?
Right, yeah, he just couldn't.
What's that singer name that had that song? You would say that.
That goodies.
Yeah.
Your goodies. Your goodies. Sierra.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I had sex with Rihanna, I probably won't perform right.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
But
you go around
like
you would.
Like, she would open up, and I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She said she gave him like 5 years.
Oh yeah,
it was 5 years. Yeah,
She tried. She tried.
I did try.
I mean, maybe you have to buy him like something to like.
No,
you know.
I.
what, buying stuff. I'd be naked. That's enough. Like, I'd be naked. It doesn't matter what I would do. Found me sexy in whatever. I always sleep naked. So,
I'm talking about, like...
His problem.
Oh, so he had to, like, care enough to be like, yo, I'm going to get some numbing cream or something.
Oh, man, it just didn't work. Just the size. The size. It just wasn't for me. We're really good friends now as well.
That's crazy because I couldn't
I'm
be
not
your good
about
friend.
To be your friend. You just...
I know. I would be like, yo. Every time I'd be like, yo,
how could I look at
butt.
You? How could I look at you? Like,
yeah, but we.
I failed
friends.
You.
You
I
can.
Failed you.
No,
as a man, too.
Me,
that's
you
the sad
fail
part.
Me as a, you didn't fail me as a person, as a friend. No, he's a great guy. He's one of really my good friends.
So when you broke up, how was the, like, what was the verbiage? Like, what was, like, yo, this ain't working.
I stopped giving him sex. And then,
he wasn't like,
then,
yo, what's
and
up?
Then I was riding in my car, and my cousin was in front of her car, and in front of me in her car. And then she said, she pulled over. She said, yo, did you just see Beep in the car with Beep? And I went, no. So she was saying there was a girl in the, that we knew in the car with him. That, but I didn't look. He must have drove past us. So I said, is it? So I called him. I said, who are you in the car with? And he went, no one. Why? I went, don't fucking lie because.
Oh, so you flipped
you
it like.
It. You used him to get out.
I said, don't fucking lie. Me and Natalie just saw you. I said, me and Natalie just saw you in the car with X.
Did he buy you and Natalie drinks when y'all met up?
I ended up going out with another cat that was just kind of like in the sidelines. So I just started to date him.
Damn. That's crazy.
So we broke up.
Your butt, though?
Whoa.
No, we don't. We don't do that in the UK.
What?
Oh, yeah, y'all don't do that? Y'all
no.
Bugging.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's an American thing?
That's American thing. We always say it.
I don't think so.
We don't do it.
I think that's the biggest
thing. Nor do I want any man to do it to me. And
that's a Jamaican thing. You say you're Jamaican, right? That's a Jamaican thing.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I don't want it either. I don't want to receive it. I'm not doing it.
Oh, so you just like a lot of men just walked off the chat. They're like, oh, fuck.
That's their business. Them for move on galang.
Oh, now her Jamaican came out. Galang.
That's all right.
Yo, it's everything funny because that's a Spanish word too, galang.
What do you mean?
Big, galang. Right? I'm pretty sure it means big.
Galang.
Mm-hmm.
No, galang.
Yeah, man, like tall.
Galang
like,
means
like a
long.
Tall, like a tall or a definitely tall, but like a gentleman or a fucking like, you know, someone sharp. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I wish Doomy was here for that fucking true.
That might be that might be a specific dialect somewhere, maybe.
I'm telling you. Let me see if I can. I'm not the greatest Spanish speller, but let's see if we can Google it.
Galang.
I'm gonna galang. Walk them one by one. Galang, yeah.
That means go along.
Yeah, I mean go along. See, me and you could ride. You're getting the vibe. Galang. When I'm ready to kick you out of my house, I tell you,
see?
Galang.
See?
Galang, boy.
See? Galang in Spanish is
means
a
nada.
Is a prince.
Means big dick.
Prince. Or hombre. Hombre mío. Right? Yeah.
Yo, I got that galang.
Galang.
How do you spell it?
Galang.
Galang.
How do you spell it?
What does it mean again, Ness?
Galan.
How do you spell it?
How's it sound?
Galan.
Who's saying that?
Galan. Oh,
Google.
I'm saying galan.
Google.
So mine's got a G on the end. So galan.
Look,
even
my man in the chat said it. VM92. Galan means an attractor. I know. Listen, I know this shit because I've been called that
galang.
Shit all my life, man. Like, I'm serious. Like, that's how I knew. Someone called
galang.
Me a galan.
It's like the English, but it's like. Gallant, isn't it? Gallant.
I don't know what's gallant.
So
it is
gallant. Oh. You know, like a gallant prince, like gallant.
Oh, yes.
Gallant.
Yes.
Gallant,
yes.
Hombre mío.
Yes.
So if you wanted to say gallantly, so you would say galantamente.
See, in Spanish, it's a handsome man.
But would you say galantamente or not? How would you say
tú eres,
gallantly?
Tú eres mi galán y yo soy el tuyo.
Wait, that's two men saying that?
I mean, I'm just reading from Google. It's like they're giving you the word in a sentence.
Sentence, yeah. Let me see something.
Yeah, but those are two different words.
Oh,
galang is hers
mine's
is two
galang
words.
With no mine. Yeah, mine's galang really.
Hers is go
long. L-O-N-G. Mine's
it's like
galang.
Go long.
Galang, but you're pronouncing like that. Galang man.
Yeah.
Galang, but it's go long. Yeah, it means go long. But if you say gallantly, it is galadamente.
Galadamente.
Galadamente. Dos L's, so it's yeah. So it's two L's though. So would you say gallant? No, it's galadamente. Okay. Gallantly. That's what means gallantly. Galadamente.
Gallantly.
Bro, what is Conceal's knockout ratio?
I don't know, but Valdez doesn't look that great either.
Yeah, but Valdez
Hang on, don't you speak Spanish, Enrique? You Spanish, right?
Claro que sí.
Oh, okay.
But that's a specific dialect, like you said. Like, who uses galang?
I don't know galang. I've never heard it. Maybe we're nephews from it.
What? No, I'm telling you. Listen, see, like someone said guapo. That's like, it's like
yeah,
you
guapo,
said.
I heard
it's
it.
Like you said, Lady Shan, different dialect for different
parts
of the world. So, you know, for us.
Because
you know.
Guapo can mean tough, too.
Yeah, for us, guapo is tough.
Yeah, like, yo.
I use guapo as in you.
Handsome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Different dialect.
El guapo.
Yeah.
And then also, I say also, hola mi chamo, instead of chulo.
Chamo. Ain't hola. Chamo. That's Colombian, though.
Chamo.
Venezuelan.
Oh.
Venezuelan.
What's chamo mean? Like, handsome?
Like, cutie. It's like chulo. Hola mi chamo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was Colombian. You sure?
Well, we're right next to each other, dude.
Who's the next to each other? Venezuela and Colombia?
Yeah. Yeah,
no
Diana.
Cerca de.
No wonder, because I'm...
Yo,
I'm
you know
sure.
What? You know what?
Hola, mi chama. Hola, mi
chama. In Colombia, you know what? Pecueca is?
Pecueca.
Yeah.
Why that sound like freckles?
Oh, my.
Now, pecas is freckles.
I said, why that sound like?
Okay, all right. I interpret that as like, yo, I think that sounds like freckles. So that's why.
Yeah, no, he said he thinks it sounds like freckles. He wasn't saying it is, but it sounds.
No,
all
right. Well, all right.
Yo,
so what is it?
My man really fighting like Rigondeaux on him.
Yeah.
What is it, Enrique?
So pecueca means like you have body odor.
Oh,
pecueca.
What?
Yeah, in Colombia.
Bruh,
and then in Panama.
I bet you this is a controversial fight right here, bro. I bet you.
Are you from Panama then?
No, I'm Colombian and Puerto Rican in New York.
Oh, well, then you should know chamo.
Chamo, I don't really
it's
know
Venezuelan.
Chamo.
It's Venezuelan.
I'm not Venezuelan.
Yeah,
but
that's why Ness keeps saying, oh, it's Colombian. I said, oh, maybe because it's close. But
so
yeah,
where I was going to with it, chucha, right? Not chocha, not chocha.
Oh, okay. Not chocha. Okay.
Chucha see? Is also armpit, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And chucha in Panama is the coochie, the pussy.
Is
yeah.
It just in Panama? Chucha? I mean, yeah, probably just in Panama. I never heard of it like that. It's chocha.
Yo, la chucha.
I think Puerto Rican. You Puerto Rican. Ain't Puerto Rican is the chocha?
Chocha, yeah.
Chocha.
But Panama, chucha.
What is my friend? I've got two friends. One in Salvador
Colombia,
and Honduras. He says papaya. He says papaya. They say papaya.
Yeah, but that might be a slang term.
It's a slang
papaya,
term.
Yeah. Now, if you go to Colombia and go order a breakfast and you on a line and you hear somebody say, yo, dame un huevo perico. That means like scrambled Western style eggs with like the diced up ham and the tomatoes and onions.
Yeah.
If you go to New York and you say, yo, dame perico,
they're going to give you that white stuff.
They're going to give you cocaine.
They're going to kick you Felico. Out of the restaurant first.
Yeah, that's what they used to call it here as well. Felico.
Right. So Perico in Colombia is actual scrambled eggs.
Yo, Conceal wilding on the camera right now like he won. He going to be
so
devastated.
Yo, I kind of feel like he won.
But he about to be devastated. You know how it is. You got to beat the champ.
You
want to
hear my friend? Wait.
Yo, the champ is cut.
Bro, the champ is cut. That don't mean he lost.
Champ looked like he got touched up, though.
We'll see.
I'm going to play you a voice note there and how sexy my friend's voice is from Honduras. So you always send me voice notes. Hang on.
Is it a woman?
Yeah, we don't want to hear no sexy male voice.
I don't want to hear no galang. Oye, chica, lo que estoy diciendo a ti cuando tú vienes para acá.
Chill. That sounded way... Whoa. Nah, that's a dude. We good, Shan. Cut it out.
Yeah, we good, Shan. This is a boxing show. We want to hear women. Enough men on this show.
96% male. We good. We don't need no more of him.
Yo.
Oh, shit. They gave it to Gonzalo. Oh, I told you they wouldn't.
Oh.
And he going to take that with a straight face.
Who?
Valdez. I'm telling you, that shit look crazy. But Conceal is going, you know, he moving the way he moving. It's hard to get that win, man. You can't move
he
like
playing,
that.
He playing the part, though, right?
Who, Valdez? Valdez look like he want to cry.
No, not Valdez. Conceal, he played the part all the way, front to end. You know, he fought. He looks good. He looks like he didn't lose.
Uh-oh, Valdez. Yo. Conceal says something and Valdez, they mad.
What happened? I missed it. Oh,
he antagonizing her. Like, come on, you know who ain't win.
He probably like, man, you a pussy, man. I touched you up. Your face looked like you lost. Shut up. You ain't win. Cheetah. Or he probably said, hey, yo, yeah, you see, skills over diuretics. Yeah, they mad.
And he the B-side, so look, they like everybody's in the ring, and his team is the one being shoved away. So sad. Boxing is so whack, man. Should start to lose interest sometimes.
Yo, my man with the Kango hat and the dreads, what's his name? He's Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah. He's been with them for a minute with Top Man.
Yeah. Yo, you on the phone, Chan?
Nah,
you being disrespectful?
Oh, she on the phone saying todo bien? Oh, Besos. Uh-oh. You tripping, Shan.
She calling back. Somebody left a...
That's the boomerang. She got...
That's not my boomerang.
Boomerang!
My boomerang does not speak Spanish. This is my friend up in Honduras.
Oh. How you met him? Hello?
Hello.
How did you meet him? Yeah.
I met him in the States.
United States.
Yeah.
Well, that is that, fellas. That is the fight. Valdez somehow gets the win.
Don't be jealous, babe.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just trying to... I mean, this shit was long right here. We did 3 hours of Untitled.
Oh, did we?
Oh, look at Enrique. It was not long for him because Shan was...
No, I didn't
say that.
It
wasn't in it, babe.
I was like, oh, shit, 3 minutes.
But you can say it was like that. Didn't I make it a bit more interesting for you? We had our little thing.
Yeah,
let's be
hating. We had our thing.
Yeah,
but I knew this was going to be the outcome. That's why, man.
But Valdez doesn't look good.
Hang on, who won the fight?
Valdez. I'm pretty sure it's going to be based off. You know, too much movement from Conceal.
What did it go to? Decision?
100% decision.
What was it? Split, major?
We had the volume off, Shan.
I didn't even hear.
Huh?
But about that, I didn't hear the score. I just saw the reactions. And,
you had the volume off. Sorry.
What's his name? Oncian.
Yo,
he's like
I'm
on his management's shoulders.
Sad, man. This super chat got me lost. He said, did KT first untitle?
KT.
Exactly. What is KT?
Intrigue. None of that. I don't want peanut butter or honey.
Y'all got me weak.
What he asked about? Who? Wait, what? Peanut butter and honey?
Peanut butter or honey for foreplay? Neither.
Peanut butter or honey.
Damn, he trying to get dirty and shit.
Yeah, fuck the cheats up. Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, I might like.
He going above and beyond.
Yeah,
first of all.
It just depends, but no,
first
not peanut butter, man.
Going above and beyond first.
I might tongue kiss with some.
That's a lot.
Honey.
Y'all doing like, too much for the first day. Anyway, we out, man. Next GTO,
yo,
Instagram,
yeah, go ahead,
and
do
Twitter.
That. TBB.
You guys,
Super Chat says Gabriel Flores ruined my night. $50 into $17.50. Damn. Sorry, champ. Sorry.
$117, $110, $115, $112. So it was split decision. Majority
decision.
Y'all
knew Valdez wasn't losing the minute they let this fight happen. He wasn't losing, man. So I don't know why people
just
mad.
Jordan will keep the whip cream.
Oh, you all in your nose? You forgot he was live.
Jordan will keep the whip cream. I don't know what the lads will be doing, but I'll have the whip cream by the bed. I'm going back to my bed now.
All right. Bye.
Going to sleep.
Shane, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me in my bed.
Naked.
Naked. No,
legs open.
Whoa. That's after dark. We out. Peace.
That's after dark.
TBB _ casual fan. That's my Twitter.
Lady Shan, that's my Twitter.
Lady Shan.
Boxer Shan and come Boxer Shan. Subscribe to my boxing show.
Boxing show. We're off.
Thanks, Chulo.
Bye, Chula.
Thanks. Adios, Chula. Buenas noches, Chulo. Buenas noches.